The Bush administration, an hour from now, opens a 16-nation conference aimed at drawing up a new blueprint. We're live at the White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And, Nick, the White House says this climate change summit fulfills a presidential promise.
The United States will work with other nations to establish a new framework on greenhouse gas emissions.
President Bush wants a voluntary effort to cut that pollution blame for global warming. But Elliot Dieringer with the Pew Center for Climate Change says that non-binding approach fall short.
We'll wind up with a very modest effort, not nearly enough action to actually reduce global emissions and prevent global warming.
Now, along with the U.S., other big polluting countries, including China and India, will be at the summit table here in Washington. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The angry standoff in Myanmar's capital is growing more tense. Today, there are reports troops used tear gas and fired into a crowd of around 70,000 people demonstrating against the country's military rule. Mark Canning is Britain's ambassador.
There were more troops around town this morning. They were stationed in a whole range of areas. There was more barbed wire, there was water cannons waiting, and there were also some empty, what I took to be a prison truck.
And the street confrontations in Myanmar have touched off shows of support outside the country. That demonstration in Bangkok, Thailand. President Bush this morning puts his signature on the College Cost Reduction and Access Act. As CBS News correspondent John Harshey tells us, the aim is to make life easier for students and their parents facing the heavier economic burden of getting a higher education.
The bill will raise Pell Grant scholarships and offer tuition breaks for those going into public service jobs like teacher, doctor, or prosecutor.
This is the biggest commitment of the federal government to giving students access and affordability of college since the GI Bill.
California Democratic Congressman George Miller points out it won't add to government debt.
It's completely paid for. What we did was we took the excess subsidies to the big banks and the student lenders.
The bill also limits loan payments to 15% of discretionary income, which would be welcome news to graduates like accountant Alex Guzzetta.
A third of every hour I work is basically going towards just maintaining the interest on my student loans.
John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
A victory for civil libertarians as a federal judge in Oregon strikes down two provisions of the Patriot Act as unconstitutional because they permit the issuance of search warrants without probable cause. Portland attorney Brandon Mayfield brought the challenge after he was mistakenly linked by the FBI to the 2004 Madrid bombings. He says the Patriot Act was born of fear.
It was out of a desire to make Americans more secure, but you don't want to compromise our civil rights in an effort to get us to make us more secure.
Senator Larry Craig says he's staying put for now. The Idaho Republican says he won't step down while a Minnesota judge weighs his request to withdraw his guilty plea in a sex sting. The reaction among his constituents, not supportive.
There's only one message. You've lost your credibility. You've lost your character. Please step down and allow for somebody who has any character left.
I'd say get the hell out of here. What would I want to have anything to do with a degenerate like you?
Well, it's over. Phil Spector's murder trial has ended in a hung jury.
Do I feel that our time was wasted? No.
10 jurors voted for conviction, 2 against. Now the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office plans to retry the famed music producer on charges he killed actress Lana Clarkson. CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen.
By doing this, prosecutors must feel that they have learned lessons from the first trial, that they can offer new jurors a clearer picture of how the victim in this case died. Otherwise, there's little sense in conducting another long, long trial with all the expense and the energy that entails.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A board that could fire the student editor of the Colorado State University newspaper is meeting privately today trying to figure out what to do next after he used an obscenity in an editorial. Last night, hundreds of students overflowed the room where Rocky Mountain Collegian editor David McSwain explained why he allowed the four-word editorial Friday that said, "Taser this. F. Bush."
We felt that CSU and the CSU campus as a whole is largely apathetic, and we wanted to facilitate a debate about free speech.
Now, a lot of the students there supported McSwain, while others criticized the editorial. Chelsea Penoyer is with College Republicans.
"We are not attacking his First Amendment rights. This has nothing to do with that. This has everything to do with the fact that that is just an excuse to hide behind."
The Board of Student Communications will meet again today trying to figure out what to do next. No collegian editor has ever been fired. House Speaker Andrew Romanoff says about 24 bills dealing with climate change are expected to be introduced when the state legislature convenes in January. Business leaders say they're worried lawmakers will set tougher standards than other states, which could drive up costs and hurt their competitiveness. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. Good morning. So far, a pretty good ride across the metro area. Just seeing southbound 25 filling in as usual between Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue. We also have that ramp from Wolfensburger to northbound I-25 still off limits if you are down south. We had a couple of early morning wrecks. Looks like those have been cleared, including the one on westbound I-70. In Golden. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today should be mostly sunny, warm, and dry with a high of 76. Tonight we'll get some high clouds.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free 1 month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this?
there's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
I figured that was the end of it. Yeah, it's the longest winning streak in their history. This is the best baseball this team has ever played in this city.
But how are the crowds?
Well, the crowds were nuts at Coors Field last week.
No, but how are they doing on attendance?
Their attendance this year is really, really high.
Oh, good. That's good, because every time I go by there, it doesn't seem like there's anybody in there.
No, it's been a good year for the Rockies. So they got a lot of exciting young players, and they got some good pitching, and it sure would be nice to see them edge out the Phillies and San Diego and get in the playoffs.
Yeah, it would. Good luck to them. Hope they do it. 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 75 under sunny skies, even though it's a little cold out here this morning. About 46, I think, when I was coming in this morning. We've got Buff tickets to give away. No, we haven't gone to Sports Talk, so we're not doing that. But you got to give the Rockies credit, right? And we're going to give these Buff tickets away at 7:30 this morning, and we'll do our usual thing. We'll ask an obscure, easy-to-win trivia question that you can answer, and it'll be real easy to win the tickets. All right. Before we crash into the abyss, before we stare down the hole of never-ending tragedies, sorrows, controversial conversation, discussion, and mental gymnastics, how about some really simple good news this morning? Want some simple good news this morning? Now, maybe some of you won't think this is good news, but I think it's good news. Now, I don't advocate going here because since I had my gastric bypass and I'm down a pant size again this morning, but since I haven't been to this place, haven't gone near it. But I remember one morning we talked about this on the air. And everybody, I don't care who they are, everybody. Well, no, you can't do that. You can't say everybody. But I would venture to guess that a good amount of people, that even if you watch what you eat, exercise daily or three or four times a week, that we all of us, slip off the wagon occasionally, don't we? You treat yourself, right? You say, this is Saturday, I'm going to have something. Or, I'm just going to treat myself. I've got a friend who, his whole philosophy in life is, and he's in great shape, and has lost weight, his whole philosophy is that he eats moderately, treats himself every once in a while, and he works out every single day. He runs, or he goes to the gym. Some people are wired in this direction. Some people like doing this. They like working out. I'm one of these people, and maybe you're one of these folks, who you don't particularly dig it, and you hate doing it, and you grouse about having to do it, and you hate going through it, but you feel better afterwards. I've only come close a couple of times to getting that alleged buzz that they say that you're supposed to get off of doing it. Anyway, back to the point. The point is, we all know. See, I'm going to do it again, and I can't. And we all do this, and we shouldn't do it. I would say there's a segment of us, and probably a pretty good segment of us, who are trying to be pretty responsible. But every once in a while, you've got to reward yourself, right? Okay, this, to me, is the best fast food place in America. In America. And there are others that come close. But to me, this is the best fast food place in America. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack in the Box, the fast food chain with the ping pong ball headed mascot, is returning to Colorado after an 11-year hiatus. The first restaurant is slated to open in Golden this November, followed early next year by a second in Arvada. This is according to the Rocky Mountain News this morning. Now, the reprised Jack in the Box won't be quite the same as many of us remember. The San Diego-based restaurant chain now offers more upscale fare like Chipotle chicken ciabatta sandwiches and blackberry ice cream. But they've still got great, I mean, those tacos that they serve, they're greasy. God, they're probably, I don't know, they got to be bad for you, right? But they're so good. And when Mary and I would go to Las Vegas, and this year we haven't gone at all, but we usually go like once a year, sometimes twice a year. We'd always eat, if we drove there or if we flew, we would always hunt down two places, Jack in the Box and In-N-Out Burgers. But Jack in the Box is the king. They are number one. I even have a Jack in the Box mascot in my house. And I remember them as being the first drive-through fast food chain I ever went to. May I have your order, please? Back in the days when they didn't have the menu they've got now, but when they had the little box with the clown head on a spring, and the little speaker was like inside the box. And since it's 6:17 in the morning, 17 minutes after 6, and we probably don't have any kids listening, and management certainly isn't up, and they're probably not listening, I can get away with saying this. I mean, you have not lived until you've driven into the 24-hour Jack in the Box at 3 o'clock in the morning, loaded on psychedelics. Somebody's going to complain to management. He's on the air talking about how drugs are a good thing. No, drugs are not a good thing, but yeah. May I have your order, please? And the whole thing about, huh? What? You know, and they can't hear you because the little speaker. But Jack in the Box has great food. Okay, positive thing there that Jack in the Box is opening. And maybe someday, with the permission of Dr. Snyder and others, I'll reach the point where I could go to Jack in the Box once every 6 months and reward myself by having 7 bites of a taco.
I always loved their tacos, but I always wondered what was in that secret sauce.
Oh, the secret sauce idea? Well, we always made jokes about that during high school.
Yeah, who didn't? But it always tasted good.
Yeah, Jack
in the
Box.
It's like the Arby's sauce, but their secret sauce is really, really good.
Hey, Jack in the Box rocks. Name me another fast food place as good as Jack in the Box.
In-N-Out Burger is one of my favorites.
Okay, you think they're as good as Jack in the Box? I don't think so.
I think so. I think In-N-Out Burger is the best.
No, no way. Don't even come close. Don't even come close. You really want to get, like, food all over your kisser and stuff yourself. Go get what do they call those things? One of those really big hamburgers from Jack in the Box. What do they call those?
I forget.
Does anybody know out there? 303-713-7600. Anybody have any idea what they call those hamburgers? What do they call those hamburgers? A Jumbo Jack.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Let me have, may I have your order, please? Yes, let me have a Jumbo Jack with extra sauce. Oh, man. And then some onion rings and a chocolate milkshake. Oh, God, I'm making myself sick already at 6:19 in the morning. But I don't think there's any fast food place, and I've lived all over the country, so I don't think, you know, there's Whataburger and there's all of this stuff. Hey, man, forget it. There's no place. I mean, think of all of the fast food places there are in America. None of them touch Jack in the Box. I'm surreal about this. I mean, they just really don't. And I'm thinking about all the places we've lived that have had all the, including the hamburger chain, which I can't think of the name of it, in Salt Lake City that has great hamburgers that Mary and I saw but did not pull in when we were there here a couple of weeks ago. Just doesn't happen. Oh, my God, we have a 14-year-old on the air? Gabrielle in Centennial? Gabrielle, is that you?
Yep, hi.
Okay, I made no comments and no references about drugs. Do not take drugs. They're bad for you. And I made no profit by taking drugs when I was a kid.
Okay.
It was a bad thing. And if I catch you taking any, I'm going to whoop you.
Okay, Jay. Well, I just wanted to say that I think Arctic Circle is better, but that could just be me.
Well, now, where is Arctic Circle?
We don't have any in Colorado, but I've seen some in Idaho and Utah.
Really?
Yeah, and Arctic Circle is it's a milkshake burger place. Yeah, they have like 200 different kinds of shakes. Like they have a lot of different kinds of shakes there.
They have 200 different kinds of shakes?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know something? Can I be old for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it used to be in this country, you didn't have big, gigantic chains like you do now. Every place you lived had some kind of regional or some kind of local phenomenon. And one of the cool things about, like, driving across America was that you could stop at these places, and then you would say to somebody, hey, you know, I was, like, in the middle of Iowa. You can't believe this place I stopped at, and it was really good. Now we don't have that. And places like Arctic Circle and Jack in the Box and some of these others, they kind of they're kind of the last holdouts of this whole kind of thing, and that's what really makes America in a lot of ways unique, and we're kind of losing that a little bit due to the fact of just, you know, regionalism is beginning to die. So good for you. And And where again, repeat again, where was it that you had the Arctic Circle? Where was that?
They're in Utah, and I think there's one or two in Idaho. So.
Okay, well, you know what? If I ever go through Utah again, where in Utah, do you remember?
Near Salt Lake City.
Oh, okay. Well, if I ever go through there again, go up 80, I'm definitely going to hunt one of those down, and, you know, I'll cheat a little bit and have a couple of bites. And what are you doing listening to me at 6:22 in the morning? You need to explain that.
Well, I like politics, and I'm also in the car with my dad. We're driving.
God. All right. You know what? I apologize a million times over for being irresponsible.
Okay, Jay.
Now, you don't fool with drugs, do you?
No.
And are you saying no truthfully, or are you saying no because your pops is sitting there?
Truthfully.
Okay. Learn from my experience. You need to grow up and be more than me or anybody else. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
And if you're into politics at 14 years old, trust me on this, okay? You're going to be somebody.
Okay.
You rock. All right? Any music suggestions before you hang up?
Nope, I'm good, and I also have to get on the bus right now, so.
All right, man. Be cool.
You too.
See
Bye.
Now my whole morning's ruined. John's laughing. No, now I feel bad. Because I don't want 14-year-olds to emulate our behavior. You know, in that respect, our behavior was not good. It was irresponsible. Yeah. It was really irresponsible. All right, Doug and Will, hang on a second. Anybody else want to jump in on this fast food discussion here this morning? At 303-713-7600. And I'm not advocating, if anybody sends me an email, okay, I'm not advocating that the first thing you do is you pull in and start eating fast food. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, no, I'm not even saying that. But every once in a while, having it is not going to kill you, I don't think. And now we know that Jack in the Box is coming back to Colorado. Plus, on top of that, we got to take Gabrielle's suggestion, and we got to check out and scope out Arctic Circle. All right, we'll take more of your calls on this. I got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. I can just see the emails now. This is a diversion. This is a diversion. Why are you talking about it? Because you know what? We can't do this. We can't do politics every single damn day. Let's have some fun here. Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, AM760.net.
And lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely because of last winter's storms, but not the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard gutter system will protect your home for years to come. It's a protective system with a lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty. Check that out, and will protect your home from the elements. Think about never having to clean your rain gutters again. Learn more about the difference between LeafGuard and other inferior rain gutter products. Tell them that I sent you, that J. Marvin sent you, and you'll be eligible for a discount of $450 or 15% off. Compare the quality and the cost and see for yourself what LeafGuard can do for your home. And I've looked at these gutters, and I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing worse than having to spend Saturday cleaning out your gutters. So call LeafGuard at 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409. And get some substantial savings. Start fall off the right way. And get hip to LeafGuard, because it really is a fabulous system. And tell them that I sent you, that J. Marvin sent you.
Have you been affected by rising energy costs? Thinking of going solar or building green? Then don't miss the Denver Tour of Solar Homes, Saturday, October 6th. Nearly 20 homes will be showcased, and you will be amazed how beautiful these green-built homes are. To register or for more information about the 2007 Denver Tour of Solar Homes, call CRES at 303-806-5317. That's 303-806-5317. Or CRES-energy.org/events/tour.
Ready for the show?
Thursday is bigger, bolder, and better than ever on ABC Premier Week. At 8, everybody's favorite is back with 11 Emmy nominations. Ugly Betty.
We're still celebrating.
And it's the premiere you've waited for all summer, Grey's Anatomy.
Saving lives and taking names.
Plus, it's the season premiere everyone will be screaming for.
She wants me to wax my...
Big Shots. Thursday on ABC Premier Week. It all begins at 8, 7 Central on ABC. Start here.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, we're talking about the junk food here in the first hour. 6:28, 28 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny high today, 75. And I'm not advocating you eat it every day, but I'm celebrating the fact that Jack in the Box is back. It's going to be back in Colorado. I'm talking about good places to go to eat. Let's go to Doug in Wheat Ridge. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what do you think, man? Jack in the Box?
Oh, man, and it's just not too far from me. I'll take an ultimate cheeseburger and two orders of egg rolls, man.
You know, I'd forgotten about that. You're right. They have egg rolls on the menu, too. Sure.
Oh, yeah, man. I missed it, what, 11, 12 years ago?
Yeah, what are those tacos called? They're called, like, super tacos or...
You know, I don't remember.
They've got a couple of those. And the drink cups have all that... Have all that funny stuff on the side that, you know, that Jack says. Jack says this and Jack says that.
Yeah.
Dude, listen, if it wasn't for Bolton for me to eat that stuff, you know what we do. We do the show from Jack in the Box in the morning and get him to give out free breakfast jacks.
Oh, that'd be great.
Jack in the Box just rocks, doesn't it?
I agree.
But you can't eat there every day.
No, you can't. No. Well, if you did, you'd die quickly.
Yeah, see, that's the whole thing. People have this whole thing about, oh, they're trying to stop me from eating there, and the trans fat argument and the whole thing. And I think David Harsanyi's from the Denver Post got a book out about the nanny state and all that kind of stuff. But you know what? In the end, if you eat there too much and you get ill, I mean, that kind of stuff, because you got to, everything has to be in moderation. But if you eat there too much and you get ill, then what ends up happening is it drives up health care costs.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So that'd be the reason to, you know, to stay away from it. But it doesn't mean that you can't go there every once in a while.
That's true. Like you say, treat yourself.
And I can't think of a better place. Hey, Doug, we'll hook up out there one of these days.
Thanks, man. Have a good one, buddy.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Yeah, man, he loves Jack in the Box. He rocks. Will in Arvada. Will, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Jack?
Hey, what's up, man?
Now, listen, I'm going to tell you why In-N-Out Burger is the best.
Okay.
Okay, now here it is. You walk in, you look at the menu, they got three things you can order, a single, a double, or a double-double. You look back there behind the counter, and you see these guys hand-pattying the burgers, fresh as can be, plus they do their own French fries. Now, Jack in the Box, granted, is pretty good, and I do remember those tacos when I was in college in Tucson, and I loved them, but you can't beat the fresh fries and the burgers. Also, you can get yourself a really sweet T-shirt for about $10.
Yeah, you know, I talk a lot on the air about Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, who are two of the best people I know and two of the best lawyers on the planet. And Scott Henderson knows that I like In-N-Out. So the last time he was in L.A., he brought me an In-N-Out T-shirt.
Yeah, those are my favorite. That's actually one of the reasons. I'm from California, and whenever I go back out there to visit my mom, I always make a stop there and get T-shirts for my friends, because a lot of my friends out here in Colorado have never even heard of the place. But, you know, they always get those classic cars on them, and
right,
just really neat shirts.
Where are you from in California?
Well, I grew up in Fresno, California,
San Joaquin
Valley.
Sure.
Yeah, it was a good growing up place. I love the produce out there. That's the best thing. Those farmers markets.
Oh yeah,
still great. I really love that. You know, looking forward to going to those. And
yeah, Fresno's a great town.
It really is. Yeah, it's got a lot of diversity and a lot of things going on for it. I really was lucky to grow up in the San Joaquin Valley. It's a little hot in the summertime, but you know.
Oh, who cares, man? I like the heat. And I have to tell you, Will, In-N-Out is up there. But Jack in the Box for me is just number one. Oh, and I'll tell you another place I really like, which I don't think they have any here either. What about Del Taco?
Oh, Del Taco. Yeah, yeah, they're a California competitor with Taco Bell.
Yeah, give me a bean and cheese burrito green.
Yes. Yeah, that's something you can't get at Taco Bell for sure.
And why don't they have any Del Tacos here?
I don't know.
We have Del Tacos here.
I think we do. That's what I was going to say. I thought for sure I'd seen someone somewhere.
There's one right over on Quebec in C-470.
Oh, so there's a Del Taco here.
Yeah. Now, my brother, they got the 49, the home of the 49-cent taco.
They're not as good as they are in California, though. Not anywhere near.
Yeah, I haven't been to one. My brother said the same thing. He's like, there's something different about the Colorado ones.
Wow, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that they were here, and then number two, I didn't realize there was anything different about them.
Hey, now listen, Jay, there's also something else I know, that if you do get a craving for those tacos, Burger King actually does a similar taco now. You get two of them for $1.39, so I don't know if you ever get that late-night crave.
Yeah, but you know what? I can't, because I got 25 more pounds before I reach my goal weight, and plus on top of that, man, nothing against Burger King, but it's not Jack in the Box.
Yeah, you're right. Jack in the Box has got an amazing menu, that's for sure. I mean, where else can you get, like the guy said, egg rolls and, you know, tacos and burgers at the same menu?
That's exactly right. Hey, Will, thanks, man.
You bet, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Jay, check this out. This is according to Wikipedia on Jack in the Box. This is great. Because of its extensive dollar menu and late night hours, Jack in the Box is considered in some circles to be a restaurant frequented by marijuana smokers or stoners. In 2006, Jack in the Box took use of this perception, creating a commercial featuring a typical stoner who is indecisive about ordering. When faced with the decision, the Jack in the Box figurine in his car tells him to stick to the classics and orders 30 tacos, implying that he has the munchies. That's a 2006 ad.
See, that's the whole thing. Jack in the Box has like a big sense of humor, too. Those slogans that they have on the site. And Jack in the Box has got a corporate website, too. Because I've looked at it before. A long time ago, though. I don't know if they have the menu reproduced on there or not. All right, so we've determined. Arctic Circle, Jack in the Box, and In-N-Out are the top three. In any order you wish to put them in. Anybody else got any nominations that would trump that at 303-713-7600? How about Gina? Gina would know.
Well, I'm with you on the Super Taco from Jack in the Box. We used to eat those at like 2 o'clock in the morning in Houston when we got out of the bars, you know, 20 years ago.
Sure.
Those were awesome. But I love Whataburger, and we don't have Whataburgers here either.
Yeah, I brought up Whataburger. There's also another chain similar to Whataburger, and I can't think of what the name of it is. And Johnson's are mostly in Arizona, but they're also in Texas, too. What's the other? There's another chain that's similar to Whataburger. I can't think of the name of it.
Whataburgers in New Mexico,
yes,
where I come
right.
from, which
right.
are very good as well.
Right. All right, but if you had to vote for number one, what would it be?
Well, I think it's awesome Jack in the Box is coming here, so I'd go for either Jack in the Box or Whataburger, probably.
Yeah, not that funny that most people don't mention McDonald's. And now, is that because most kids love McDonald's? You saw that story in the newspaper where they took different kinds of food and put it in different bags, and the kids all picked out the McDonald's bags with the food as tasting better. But is it that Is it that most of us don't name McDonald's because we take McDonald's for granted because they're all over the place?
Yeah, I think we're burned out on it, but, God, their fries are awesome.
McDonald's?
Yeah, their fries are the best-tasting fries.
Well, you know what? I just got to make a motor sport reference here. If anybody ever watches Champ Car, Sebastian Bourdais' sponsor is McDonald's, and it's painted up like a McDonald's' car, and then you can get, like, a Sebastian Bourdais McDonald's car hat, which has a McDonald's and a smile on the front of it. And I've thought about getting it because I just think it looks cool. All right, 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
All right, so far good around the metro area, pretty much a standard ride. We're just seeing all that heavy traffic on the north side, eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City, southbound I-25, coming down through Thornton, Northglenn, and then again into downtown. Looking pretty good on 225 right now. The snag seems to be on the southbound side coming through the DTC. We do have up in the high country, if you're headed that direction, westbound I-70 closed west of Vail at Wolcott. We've had a crash there. You're going to be taken off at US 6, so just be aware of that. Weather outlook today should be sunny, warm, and dry with a high of 76. Currently, partly cloudy and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more...
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For a limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army. Doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
And I'd be able to go. Speaking of Jack in the Box, one of the great things about America, I think, one of the great things about America is that we have plenty of choice. And there are numerous places to do just about anything you want to do unless you live in a really, really small town. And we don't live in a small town. We live in a major metropolitan area. And there are numerous places to go to do things like buy automobiles. So I'm not telling you that you shouldn't go to some of these other places to buy cars, but what I am saying is you should check Rockies out, and you should go there first and see what's available and see what the prices are and meet the people and get to know Rockies. Because if you don't buy this time, maybe you'll buy next time. Okay? That's the best I can tell you about Rockies. The best I can tell you about them is that the people who work there are my friends, and that they've got fabulous deals. They've got matching down incentive. They've got numerous ways to finance. And you can see their inventory on the internets at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them in person. Talk to my friends. You know who they are. Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays. You know I can name them all off out there. Ziggy. All of them out there. It's just a great place to do business. They're open tonight until 9. Rockies Autos, you've got choice, but hey, go to the best first. Corner 63rd and Federal.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple.
No.
They decided they wanted to be millionaires.
Oh, I thought they voted
so they
for
went
the GOP.
Out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Radio talking about this. Why doesn't he have, like, somebody from PETA on debating somebody else? Why isn't he doing serious topics? Oh, hell. It's Thursday. 6:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 75. Don't forget, we get those Buffs tickets to give away. The Buffs against Oklahoma this Saturday. We'll give those away in about 45 minutes. We're talking about the story this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. Jack in the Box is coming back to Colorado. Name me a better fast food place. So far, people have brought up Whataburger, Arctic Circle, which, by the way, John says Arctic Circle is only in Nebraska, Utah. Where else?
Washington, Oregon, California, Idaho, Nevada, Utah, Montana, Wyoming, and Nebraska.
So we don't have one here. And also, In-N-Out Burger. Let's go to Andy in Centennial. Andy, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, man.
I'm Gabby's dad.
Oh, good for you. And I'm sorry about that crack about drugs that your daughter heard. I won't do that again.
Well, she listens to you almost every day with me, and so she's
she's heard some of your comments before. So,
well, I'll rein them in.
So are you only counting chains, or do you, or are you going to count individual restaurants?
I don't know. I guess we could count individual restaurants, because if you don't count individual restaurants, then a lot of times, you miss out on good information. Why? Have you got a good local one?
Not here.
Oh, okay. Well, where is it?
It's in Boise, Idaho. Best one. It's better than Arctic Circle. And it's the, it's called Big Bun.
What's it called? Say it again.
Big Bun.
Big Bun.
Yeah. It's, I grew up just a few blocks from it. It's, it's just a mom and pop operation. Been there since I was a kid. And, they have the best burgers. And then they have a local, thing that, is just pretty much, I've only seen it in Boise, which is called Finger Steaks. And, it's basically, pieces of steak that have been, dipped in a breading and then deep fried. They are terrific. They are terrific.
Ooh, that does sound good. Where are they in Boise? I mean, I don't want you to give away your parents' house or anything, but...
No, they're on the corner of Overland Road and Curtis Road.
Wow.
And so,
Big Bun.
Yeah, they're great.
That is... You know what? That's so cool. See, now, you grew up with that, and I grew up with Jack in the Box, I think.
Yeah.
But, and how in the world did you get from there to here?
Well, I spent about 5 years in Salt Lake City.
Oh,
I worked for a large telecommunications company here. So I've moved around a little bit. I started with them in Boise. Spent 5 years in Salt Lake and then came down here.
Yeah, I worked 3 years in Salt Lake.
I'm surprised that you haven't been to Arctic Circle.
You know, I never went there. What's that other burger chain? They've only got a couple of them, I think, in Salt Lake City. Oh, I can't think of the name of it. And they used to have the best hamburgers, and I can't think of the name of it.
I
somebody will, you know what, Mary will send it to me, or somebody will give it to me.
Yeah, I can't think of what you're talking about, but... And Gabby also exaggerated a little bit. They don't have 200 different kinds of milkshakes, but
when you're 14, there's nothing wrong with that. I just feel bad I made those comments.
Well, she knows how to take you. She knows you've grown up since then.
Well, good. But do me a favor, and I don't have to be a parent, but do me a favor and pull her aside and say, look, the idea behind this is don't emulate Jay. Make something out of yourself. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Andy. Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. Boy, don't you wish we'd go to Big Bun. Oh, here's a email from David Sirota, the world's smartest man. He says, thanks for the plug in the ACLU meeting, and you got it, David. And he says, best fast food, Jimmy John's, regional in the Midwest, and we have one or two here. Spicy Pickle, have a bunch here. And Lee's Hoagies in Philadelphia. I lived a lot of places. These are the best. Also, Superdog in Chicago. Yeah, I remember Superdog. Sure do. Here's Colton in Loveland. Colton, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing, Jay?
What's up, man?
The Monster Taco.
That's what it's called. Yeah, that's what it's called, the Monster Taco.
They got the little taco, then they got the big taco. You can get two for a buck of the small ones, then you can get a dollar one, which is the Monster Taco.
Those things are so good. But
I know.
Let's be honest. What do you think the calorie content in one of those is?
They're pretty high, I bet.
I bet you we could only have, like, in reality, we could only have, like, a third of one.
Yeah, I know it. Then you got the ultimate cheeseburger, man.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good. And one thing I was going to say about the guy that called about In-N-Out, I love In-N-Out, don't get me wrong. They had a couple in Phoenix when I lived there, but they don't take debit cards. They only take cash, so I'd always forget to pick up cash before I went there.
That's right, and I think Jack in the Box takes debit cards and credit cards too,
which makes them better.
Yeah, it makes them more convenient. And by the way, you know what else we left out too? Jack in the Box serves pie too. You get like blueberry pie and all these different kind of pies.
Oh yeah.
Oh dude,
I miss Jack in the Box in Phoenix on every corner, and I moved out here 5-6 months ago, and I haven't seen one yet. So.
Well, let me tell you something. Here's the thing. okay? Even if I only have one of their salads, and they got great salads, too.
Yeah.
When this Jack in the Box opens, okay, when the first one opens, we're going to have an informal gathering there. I'm not going to hip management to it, okay?
All right.
I'm just going to get on the air and say, meet me at Jack in the Box at this location tonight at, say, 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock or whatever. Everybody has to pay for their own food, and we'll all order something and celebrate Jack in the Box coming back to Colorado.
You got it, Jay.
All right, I'll look for you there, brother.
All right, man. Have a good one.
See ya. We should book somebody on from Jack in the Box, from the corporate headquarters, and have them talk about the restaurant. It really is unique. 6:50, it's 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, I know, it's not the terrible pressing matters that are going on, but every once in a while you got to pull your head out of the abyss and talk about other stuff. All right, let's check traffic. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, heavier traffic now forming along eastbound 6th Avenue between Federal and I-25. You're headed out of Lakewood. Of course, 225 starting to see busy conditions as well, extending from Parker in both directions. And we have the usual delays on southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th, but still collision-free around the metro. Weather outlook today should be a beautiful, sunny, warm, and dry day with a high of 76. Tonight, we'll get some high clouds and some light winds moving in, go down to a low of...
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left? For a week, a month, a year. What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered right size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try right size smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try right size smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
Discover how easy it is to build a Lindell Cedar home. For innovative home designs to fit your lifestyle, call 1-888-4-LINDELL or visit us at lindell.com, LINDAL.com.
Hi, I'm Maggie May. Come join me right here on Saturday afternoons at 1:30 for design and decorating tips. And together we'll explore interiors that satisfy the soul. Visit MaggieMay.net. That's MAE.NET.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Starting to make its way up. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day today. Sunny, high of 75. Good morning. It's 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know, as much as I get crossways with some people who call in, we have some of the smartest people listening to this radio station of any talk station that I've listened to. Because if you ask something or you don't know what it is, somebody will call in and somebody will give it to you. The place in Salt Lake City that I was thinking about was Crown Burger. There's also D's, which Mary knew somebody, David D., I think, who was associated with the family that founded that. But there's Crown Burger. There's also a custard place, custard and hamburger place in Milwaukee that's pretty damn good, too. And I can't think of the name of that. All right, let's go to Harry in Boulder. Harry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Mustard's Last Stand in Boulder. Best dogs, brats, sausages, burgers, and hand-cut fries in anywhere.
Yeah, they've got one in Denver, too.
Indeed, down by DU.
Right.
Absolutely. And another place to nominate would be Santiago's Mexican Food.
Now, I've never been there. Where is that?
Well, there's a bunch of them. There's one in Boulder, one in Longmont, one in Lafayette.
There's one down here on like Broadway and like Yale in Inglewood.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Now, as far as I know, none of them have a drive-through. You've got to go inside, but it is set up as fast as they can do, but the food is to die for. Absolutely scrumptious.
Yeah, I don't know of anybody, and I know there are people out there who will say, oh, but I don't know of anybody who doesn't like Mexican food. You know, the one thing I wish we did have here, and maybe we do, and I just don't know where it is, and I haven't been there, and because, you know, losing weight and stuff, you just don't eat out a lot. But I wish we had a really good, authentic Cuban restaurant here, but maybe we do have one, and I just don't know where it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Jay, about that. I think I've seen one somewhere in my travels, but I can't think of what it is off the top of my head either.
You know who would know? I'll tell you who would know. 5280 would know. And the current issue of 5280, they've got this thing about the best comfort food in town. And one of these mornings, what we ought to do is we ought to book somebody from 5280 on here. And just let them get on for 20 or 30 minutes and talk about these kind of places, because you're right. I mean, I'm sure there's a Cuban place out there, but I don't know where it is, and you don't either. And wouldn't you like to find out?
Indeed. Indeed.
And, I mean, that's what makes some place that you live, that's what makes it unique and what makes it cool, is the fact that they've got these places that you, when you move or you end up moving, you go to another state, you tell people, well, I used to go to so-and-so, and I used to go to so-and-so, and I used to go here, and I used to go there. And there's probably a lot of places that we just don't know about. We just have to get somebody on the air to talk about it.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Harry. Thank you, man.
Great. All right.
Take care, brother. See ya. Okay, somebody called in. Culver's was the custard place I was thinking about. And there's one in Greeley, and there's also one in Fort Collins. Culver's is great. Now, see, this goes along with what I've talked about before on here. Everything that you love is bad for you. Not that Culver's is bad for you. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying anything you do in excess is bad for you. So if you eat fast food every single day, you're going to be unhealthy. But having it every once in a while, I don't think would kill you. And it's kind of like the combustible engine. You know, the combustible engine is seductive because of the sound and the smell of it. But is it good for us? In the long run, no. Same thing with fast food.
Can I just mention real quick, if you want a good burger in town, go to Griff's right off of Broadway and 25, the absolute best.
One morning we will get on here and we will do local places only one morning. And we'll get somebody from 5280. All right, stick around. We got more coming up.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Deductions taken for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle based on Kelley Blue Book trade-in value. Offer not valid on damaged vehicles. Offers cannot be combined with other offer. Negative equity applied to new loan balance.
Stop! Go is out! out of used vehicles. So let's swap cars. We sold so many used cars at our super sale, we're desperate to buy yours. We'll even give you up to 120% of book value for your trade. Then shop from over 7,000 new GO cars and trucks. Chevys, Fords, Hondas, Toyotas, Chryslers, Jeeps, Dodges, and more. You'll even see your trade-in value up front on the GO Smart Choice. Stop! GO is out! Out of used vehicles. So let's swap cars at all 17 GO showrooms. Get up to 120% of book value for your trade. Baby, I'm ready. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light's green. Go!
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at AM760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. A U.S.-sponsored global warming summit is starting right now here in Washington. Administration Environmental Advisor James Conaughton outlines the president's voluntary approach to cutting pollution.
You have a long-term aspirational goal that sends a clear signal that we want significant reductions in greenhouse gases.
Elliot Duringer with the Pew Center on Climate Change says mandatory pollution cuts are the answer.
This administration has been late in accepting the reality and urgency of this issue.
The administration's voluntary policy is in line with India and China, but at odds with many European allies. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
A little over 2 hours from now, President Bush will sign the biggest increase in student aid since the GI Bill. Some top colleges, meanwhile, are reaching out to students from high-income families. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan, reaching out how, Steve?
Well, by offering aid packages to families that earn up to $180,000 a year. Harvard, Duke, Georgetown, and some others where costs can run close to $50,000 a year for school, try to change the perception that aid is a lost cause for many higher-income families. Stanford, for example, has devoted half of its $10 million aid increase this year for middle-class and higher-income families who used to be told there's no money. Frank?
Dangerous infant play yards. The Colcraft Company is voluntarily recalling 425,000 play yards with a changing table strap blamed for strangling a baby boy.
There has been a death. If you have one, you should remove the looped safety strap that hangs from the changing table immediately.
Patty Davis with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Colcraft.com has more recall information. Do you know this child? Police are asking the public to help identify a 4 to 5 year old and the man seen with her in a home video.
Normally it's not a practice to go public with the picture of a victim of a sexual assault. Unfortunately, we're at a loss right now in this case.
Sheriff's Detective David Berukowitz says police got the tape from a man who found it in the Nevada desert. Getting the message up close and very personal.
Soldiers tried to shoot into the sky and threatening the people.
Troops sent into that Burmese woman's neighborhood by the country's military rulers to quash 10 days of protests. Japanese diplomat in Rangoon says several people have been killed in the crackdown. Reporter Rosalind Russell tells us what's fueling the anti-government demonstrations.
I think it's a pent-up feeling of anger from years of repression combined with a deteriorating economic situation which has seen most of them, you know, thrown into very severe poverty.
Just as the sun was rising at Cape Canaveral, NASA was sending a spacecraft named Dawn on an 8-year mission to circle and study two asteroids. What Dawn learns could shed light on the dawn of the solar system. S&P futures are up 6 points. This is CBS News.
You've reached Pearson Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearson, in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company in Columbus, Aflac.
Chevy wants to talk to you about the air in your tires. Look at the guy in the lane next to you. See those saggy tires? According to FuelEconomy.gov, properly inflated tires may improve your gas mileage by up to 3%. If everyone in the U.S. did this, we could save millions of gallons of fuel each year. So every 2008 Chevy car and half-ton truck will come with a tire pressure monitor that automatically alerts you when pressure is low. Go to Chevy.com and learn more. Do more. Use less.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The Colorado State University Board of Student Communications will meet again today, still mulling over whether to fire the editor of the school newspaper. The controversy, of course, sparked by the use of the F-bomb in an editorial about President Bush last week. Hundreds of students turned out last night expressing their opinions. Among them, Rocky Mountain Collegiate editor David McSwain. He told the board the intent of that editorial was to raise the debate about free speech.
So we felt that the best way to do that, instead of writing a 250-word editorial as we usually do, was to go ahead and exercise our rights.
Now, many students turned out in support of McSwain, but there were some who asked that he be fired.
This is entirely about McSwain's lack of journalistic integrity.
Maybe. Chelsea Penoyer with College Republicans says they've gathered 500 signatures asking for McSwain to be given the boot. McSwain, by the way, has hired attorney David Lane to represent him. Lane, also the attorney of former CU professor Ward Churchill. And despite threats of a veto, for some reason, our Democratic Senator Ken Salazar seems optimistic President Bush is going to sign that bill to help uninsured children. The state Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP, covers poor kids without health insurance. Now, Bush claims the program has become too large and grown beyond its original purpose. Senator Salazar sees it a little differently.
It is, from my point of view, one of the moral obligations for us to invest in our children's health care.
Under the bill, an additional 40,000 Colorado kids would be covered, but Bush promises he'll veto it. The Rockies have now moved closer to the NL West lead, earning their team record 10th straight win last night, a 2-0 shutout of the Dodgers in Los Angeles. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like trouble getting out of North Glen if you're trying to make your way toward downtown. We've had a crash southbound I-25 on the right side of the road right near 58. So seeing very heavy traffic and basically gridlock between 120th and 58. So that's the tough spot right now. We did have one off the highway, a couple of vehicles at 46th and York. And we still have that crash up in the high country, one lane of westbound I-70 blocked right at Wolcott. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect mostly sunny skies, warm and dry conditions with a high of 76. Currently, under partly cloudy skies, it's 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With 15 Colorado locations, Pioneer Sand Company has the best selection of landscape supplies in Colorado. Pioneer Sand offers decorative rock, bark, flagstone, boulders, excellent service, and much, much more for all your fall landscape needs. Visit pioneersand.com.
This is the new Ryobi One Plus lithium drill with 18 volts of power. Notice it's not slowing down. And it won't. That's because, like all the new Ryobi One Plus lithium tools, it has a battery that maintains peak power twice as long. Plus, the new battery fits in all the One Plus tools you already have. So even they get a power boost. Ryobi One Plus. Pro features, affordable prices. You'll find them only at the Home Depot. Oh, the drill didn't run out of power. Commercial's over.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, we just can't possibly do another hour on fast food, but somebody said White Castle. Oh, boy. Sliders. Okay, White Castle, sliders. Yeah, I acknowledge that. I've stuffed my fat gullet at White Castle numerous times. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. High today is going to be 75. Sunny sky is going to be nice here. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Don't forget, coming up at 7:30, your chance to win tickets to see the Buffs play this Saturday night against Oklahoma. We'll ask some bizarre trivia question. Yesterday it came out, and today it's in the Washington Post. Report says fixes slow to come at Walter Reed. And all of that hoopla over Walter Reed, all the hoopla over the way that we have treated the military, the way this government has treated the military, the way these folks have, in elected office, have run around pimping themselves as supporting the troops, and then what it turns out is that that's not really what's going on, that there is still, they still lack enough nurses, social workers, that there are still big problems, according to the Government Accountability Office, and we're going to talk to somebody who knows a lot about this, with more on the depressing state of veterans care is We're going to talk to a guy who ran a great campaign against Doug Lamborn. Here he is, Jay Fawcett, who's a senior advisor to Vote Vets, and he ran in CD5. And Jay, it's been a while since we've talked to you. Good morning, and how are you?
I'm great, Jay, and I'll tell you, White Castle, the problem there is they're bite size.
Well, that's why you go in and get a whole bag of sliders, which is not good for you.
That's it. See, it's too easy.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, my God. You know, don't let me near there. Don't give me any money. I mean, I literally have to, and I'm sure everybody has to, you got to wrestle with the steering wheel to stay out of the parking lot because you don't want to fool with it, right?
That's it. That's it. That's why they made them so easy to see, you know.
Exactly right. Okay, before we, because you know I'm going to have to ask you about what's going on with you personally, but before we get to that, let's talk about just the sad state of veterans' affairs and the fact that we had all this hoopla, and now we find out from the Government Accountability Office and others that nothing has really changed. And, yeah, they've cleaned up Walter Reed, but it's still not right.
Well, here's the problem, Jay, and the article that you mentioned, as well as the report, and I went over the testimony yesterday, highlights the fact that we have two separate systems here. If you're on active duty, if you're out there serving in Southwest Asia, whether it's Iraq or Afghanistan, and you get injured or shot or severely wounded, you're part of the military medical system, and that system's incredible. You know, I didn't know that we could get better in terms of response times than Vietnam, but these military doctors have. It's less than 15 minutes from you getting wounded to getting treated by a trauma surgeon. So we got that part down. Now, the challenge is, once you get back to the States and the determination is made that you can't stay on active duty, we face these young people with a whole bunch of decisions they've got to make at probably the most traumatic period of their lives because they have a bunch of options. The other medical system is the Veterans Administration. And these guys have been underfunded and overworked for 6 years. You know, this is the president that told us early on it's going to be a long war. Did he not understand that there's casualties? I'm missing the point here, Jay.
Yeah, what about the people around him who support them? And they're usually the people who are the worst when it comes to taking the troops and pimping them for photo ops and making charges about how the rest of us don't support the troops. I mean, you've been through all of this. You know. I mean, why? How do they get away with this?
Well, they get away with it, in my opinion, and I've stood up in front of audiences of Democrats and progressives, and I said, it's your fault. Don't let them do it. You know, during my campaign, anytime someone started to question whether or not I understood foreign policy or the military, and even with my history, they did, I just said, no, I'm not going to let you do that. We're not going to let you get away with it. And I think finally, particularly at the grassroots, And this touches on why I become involved with Vote Vets. This is an organization of young men and women, and they are young. But I tell you, I went to a meeting in Washington to listen to them because, as you know from my experience, I like to do that. I like to see what's going on before I make commitments. And I went and listened to them, and they're young men and women with one, two, and sometimes three combat tours.
Wow.
And they have decided, and this is what's great about America, they have decided that they're going to get involved, that because there are so many political leaders, as you put it, pimping the troops, they're going to stand up and say, we've been there. We have seen the effects of what happens to this administration. One of the guys that was in the audience, you could still see the scars on his head, a young infantry captain. When you see people like that and they say, okay, we're going to serve again. We're not just going to serve in the military, but we're going to get involved in the political discourse. You know, that makes you a believer in this country all over again.
Yeah, that's a powerful, powerful, powerful motivator for the rest of us. And right now, it's very, very hard to battle the cynicism and the just absolute energy-draining paralysis that a lot of people feel, including myself at times, over what's going on here. Because you read this story now, you read these stories that are out now, about how things are still bad in the VA system, and why? Why can't we get this fixed? And why can't certain people who had responsibility for this, and I think everybody knows who I'm talking about, the party that was in majority control for so long, why can't they take ownership of this problem and work with the now majority party and fix this?
Well, you know, Jay, I've come to the conclusion that sometimes it's like one of those children that always says it's never their fault. We have to get back to the Constitution, and we're getting there. We're getting oversight, finally. But you know what? Even with oversight, if you have leadership that doesn't want to acknowledge its own words, you know, this is a president that said, again, it's going to be a long war. Okay, I'm listening to you. And yet he is destroying the very military that's got to fight that long war. You know, he's rotating troops in faster than we can recover them. He's doing it over a longer term. He is affecting our ability to recruit more troops by factors like how we take care of wounded veterans. You know, some people actually pay attention to that before they sign on the dotted line. They want to know that there's a system there that's going to take care of them if they put their life on the line. This is a matter of stepping up to responsibility and putting your actions where your words are. And that's how these people have to be judged.
Well, it seems to me that if you read the Washington Post article and you read the other articles that are out there, it seems to me that they flunk. I mean, back in July, now we're talking back
short,
in July.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. Back in July, a presidential commission, which was led by former Senator Robert Dole and former Health and Human Services Secretary Donna Shalala, we all remember that, recommended that recovery coordinators be assigned to shepherd each seriously wounded service member through the medical care system. But you know what? That program was supposed to get off the ground and was supposed to get going on October the 1st, but it's not going yet. I mean, the date has slipped by. It's gone by, and here we are now, and what is today, the 27th, and there's no program.
Well, they're just initiating the program here at Fort Carson, which, is, as you know, has taken a lot of heat here in Colorado, and that's great. But, Jay, that doesn't address this handoff I talked about, and that's what's in the GAO testimony. Once you move from the Department of Defense system to the Veterans Affairs system, we have wait times still of 18 to 24 months for these young men and women. That's ridiculous.
No, it's criminal.
And as I said, they're asking them without initially some help, and now these transition teams will help them, but they're asking them to make a lot of changes and decisions in their lives at a time when they're literally sitting in a bed wounded. You know, that's pretty tough no matter how you slice it. So, this is where we have to continue the drumbeat. You know, we're a republic, and that's great, but republics are slow. And that's why we have executive agencies, and that's why I think it's great that the current head of the Veterans Administration, although he's a Coloradan, is leaving because he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand that the Veterans Administration can't be reactive. It has to be proactive. You know, once we were 1 or 2 years into this conflict, we knew pretty much what the wounds were going to be like. Every war is the same. Every war is different. In this war, the wounds our soldiers are experiencing are primarily traumatic damage to their nervous systems and actual traumatic amputations. That's part of that great recovery system I talked about. We knew that. And yet the VA still is, as you pointed out, and the GAO points out, is still not getting it. I don't understand why we don't have a tougher Congress asking tougher questions for people like the Veterans Administration administrator, and he just gets to leave.
I don't know either, but I'd venture to say that most of us feel that they, you know what, most of us, I think, do not understand the Congress. Most of us, I think, don't get why they don't do a lot of things. That's why when you look at the last Zogby poll, I mean, they only get 11% approval rating. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. guy we haven't talked to in a long time, Jay Fawcett. You remember him. He ran for CD5 against Doug Lamborn. He now is a senior advisor to Vote Vets. And, I mean, most of us just don't get why these things are not fixed. Yet all of the flag-waving, and there's nothing wrong with waving the American flag, but all of the flag-waving and the chest-thumping and the warlike posturing continues to go on, and yet we have all of these kids coming home, and they're not being taken care of.
Well, that's why people like you, Jay, have to continue. And I know sometimes it probably feels like you're rolling that rock up a hill.
It does.
But you got to keep at it, because this is the only way in our country that we get people motivated to go out there and make the change. I wish we could get some of the Vote Vets to meet with you, because I'll tell you what, there are motivating young men and women. These are people who have served their country already, and they've made a decision that the only way they're going to see change is to serve again. Now, they have old people like me that are advisors. Wes Clark is on this team and others, and General Batiste, who retired, rather than accept a third star because he felt so strongly about policy in this war. These are great young Americans. You know, I'm watching The War on PBS. I don't know if you've been watching that.
Yeah, I've got it all DVR'd, and so for me and with my schedule, I'll watch it this weekend.
Well, I'm curious to see if at the end of that program, and I went to the preliminary viewing with Ken Burns at the Air Force Academy with my son, but I'm curious to see if at the end of the program he talks about what those young men and women did after the war. Because, you know, we had an incredible burst of energy in this country when those young men and women came back from the war and got involved again in American society.
Oh, we sure did. You're right. Almost a renaissance.
And why? Because in listening to these old men now talking about when they were young men, one of them talked about being on New Guinea as a Marine rifleman and watching wounded soldiers come past him. And as they came past, he made a decision that he would do something with his life. Well, you know, the good news about what's happening now is we have so many people who are so frustrated that they've reached the only conclusion possible, which is to get involved. They're going to do something with their lives, just like that young man made a decision on New Guinea. We have young men and women that are doing that now. You're firing up people here in the United States who are asking the tough questions, and they need to be asking it of the political leadership. And giving them, in the case of the people who have been in power for so long, ask the hard questions. For those who are just now getting to reassert the power, give them courage. Encourage them. And you're doing that. That's what we have to do.
Well, I think we all have to do it. Now, I want to ask you about yourself. You going to run again? No? Yes or no?
No.
Why not?
I tell you what, I put my family through a lot, and the short answer, Jay, is I ran through the entire family savings. We ran a campaign down here in the 5th District that I was totally committed to. I know a lot of people thought it was a long shot, didn't think I could win, but I believed I could. And I worked at it that way, and, you know, I committed everything we had in the family. I was able to get all of my debts from the campaign paid, except for my personal debts. So I'm working now to pay those off, and it takes a lot of money to run for Congress, unfortunately. We raised $650,000 here in a district where the previous record by a Democrat was $12,000.
Well, doesn't Mr. Lamborn, first of all, Mr. Lamborn has made an idiot out of himself, but isn't he facing possibly a Republican primary challenge? And if that happens, wouldn't it make it easier for somebody who's running as a Democrat? Plus, things have still, I mean, things were bad then, but they've now, but they've gotten dramatically worse, wouldn't you say?
Well, Mr. Lamborn has demonstrated that he is consistent his previous approach to government policy. In the State House, he managed to alienate people from his own party by his ability to just say, you know, here's who I am, take it or leave it. He couldn't work with anybody. In the federal House of the People, he has managed to vote with his party 99.2% of the time. They love him at the federal level from his Republican Party base. But I got to tell you, the district does not reflect 99.2% of those stands. And it's creating a lot of turmoil here, which has resulted in one man already declaring, Jennifer Crank, and a second, Bentley Rayburn, it looks like he will declare this coming week. And that's why I'm looking for a good, solid Democrat to run again. You know, if I can't do it myself, I'm going to find somebody that can go out there and lead the charge again. Because, again, it's just like Democrats being accused of not knowing foreign policy and defense. I am over Democrats saying, well, we can't win in CD5. If you don't get off your butt, you never will. So that's how I'm working at it, and I'm working hard to find that person. It's going to be a wide-open race again because Mr. Lamborn has demonstrated pretty much the skill set that I predicted during the campaign. It's what I call the never-my-fault form of congressman. It's never Doug's fault. No matter what it is,
you know,
it's
what I, fault. I know this sounds really low-level, inarticulate, and mean-spirited, but I think he's a boob. No, seriously, the whole thing, when he comes, he claims that, well, we're making progress in Iraq. Well, sit down with him and say, well, Congressman, how do you know that? I mean, because...
Well, I had to laugh at that, and many military and former military people here in the district, I think, chuckled as well, because if you read the whole article, he talked about being in the theater for roughly 24 hours.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Well, that was what I was going to say. I was going to say to him, hey, what did you see within 24 hours, and how do you possibly assess an entire country in 24 hours? That's a pretty neat trick.
I have a young nephew who's a Marine that just returned from his third combat tour, and that article came out while he was here visiting. And I didn't say anything. I just passed it over to him, and I said, hey, read this about the local guy I lost to. And he read the article, and he put it down, and he just started shaking his head. And he said, you know, there's a guy who landed in country and got a bunch of PowerPoint briefs and talked to a couple of people in the chow hall and left. He says, I want to see some of these guys come out on patrol.
Yeah, that's it. Let them, you know what? Let them walk the streets. Doug, thank you, man. Jay, I'm sorry. I don't know why I slipped and said Doug. You know, what is wrong with me? Jay, listen, thank you, man. And if you decide to run, because
let me tell you what I'm doing very briefly here.
If you decide to run, man, you know where to come for support.
I do. And let me tell you what I'm doing right now. I've decided to turn my energy into really making some changes in policy here in Colorado Springs. We have a new center here, Western Strategies Center, westernstrategies.org. Take a look at it. We're dedicated to finding solutions and getting people motivated to do it from whatever party, because I think so many people across the board are frustrated with the lack of leadership. I'm starting at the local level. I'm focusing here in Colorado Springs and El Paso County. Our first study is just about to come out on healthcare infrastructure. But we're going to work it hard, Jay. I'm not going away. Don't worry.
All right. Well, when that study comes out, let's have you back on. Let's talk about it.
You got it.
Jay Fawcett, you're the best, man. Thank you for being on the show.
Jay, keep up the bully pulpit. This is how we keep people engaged in this country.
All right. Well, don't be a stranger.
Okay.
All right. Take care, man. All right, there's Jay Fawcett, senior advisor to Vote Vets, and you know him because he ran in CD5 against Doug Lamborn. And why I called him Doug, I have no idea, or Dave, or whatever. You know, it's okay. Maybe I need more junk food. Maybe that's what it is, or maybe I'm getting like Larry King, who couldn't identify the difference between Paul McCartney and Ring.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders. Thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
Will pain slow you down? Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300. Or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
728, 28 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know what I firmly believe in my heart? I really believe this in my heart. As cynical as I get and as resigned as I get sometimes, a feeling like, oh, my God, we can't do anything. Yes, we can, and we can if we band together and we take 5 or 10 minutes and we give a little, we can. And we're the only nation on earth that throws its children away for life. We've got 45 kids serving life without parole. Thousands more serving hard time in adult prisons. Colorado has received international condemnation for its harsh sentences. But change is in the air with the Juvenile Clemency Board, the first in the nation. And all a lot of us are asking is that some, not all juveniles, be given a second chance. Please support the Pendulum Foundation so that we can provide programs that will transform the lives of these young men and women, both inside and outside the system. You know what? Even Texas, which has this reputation of being really tough on crime, has the Giddings program that helps out kids. We need a similar system in this state. And what we need is we need the support of legislators. We need the support of Governor Ritter to implement programs that would really change the behavior of these young men and women, help them become productive taxpaying citizens, rather than continuing to cost you and me and everybody else in this state millions of dollars a year. Incarcerating juveniles costs, in adult prisons, cost millions every single year. And you throw them in with adults, what do they learn? They learn how to be better criminals. Come on, let's get this together. Ask yourself, do you believe in redemption or retribution? Let's look at punishment a brand new way. Please, support the Pendulum Foundation. www.pendulumfoundation.com. And also, contact Governor Ritter and your legislators and tell them that second chances for juveniles, it makes fiscal sense and it makes common and moral sense. That's www.pendulumfoundation.com.
Have you been affected by rising energy costs? Thinking of going solar or building green? Then don't miss the Denver Tour of Solar Homes, Saturday, October 6th. Nearly 20 homes will be showcased, and you will be amazed how beautiful these green-built homes are. To register or for more information about the 2007 Denver Tour of Solar Homes, call CRES at 303-806-5317. That's 303-806-5317. Or CRES-energy.org/events/tour.
An energy study is being conducted on residential homes. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills. To be a part of this study, call Thermal Advantage at 1-877-99-THERMAL.
Discover how easy it is to build a Lindell Cedar home. For innovative home designs to fit your lifestyle, call 1-888-4-LINDELL or visit us at Lindell.com. Lindal.com.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Thursday on the Ed Schultz Show, another debate to break down. Is there anything stopping Hillary Clinton? Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania will join us to talk about the Children's Health Care Act. The president says he'll veto it. And the UAW and General Motors agreement. Is this a big step forward for labor? We'll give you the details. We'll take your calls and have the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Look for the high today to be 75. Coming up, we'll talk to Sergeant Todd Bowers, who we've had on before, about this whole VA scandal, which now continues to keep going, that it has not been fixed and we ought to be ashamed of. But let me tell you, I got CU tickets to give away. CU is playing the Oklahoma Sooners this Saturday at 11:30 in the morning. And if you can answer this question, if you're the first person with the correct answer, you win. We can bring Gina in on this. I don't think... Gina, if you know the answer, don't say it.
Okay.
Okay, you just kind of say yeah or no. All right?
All right.
Okay, music trivia question. Not relevant to anything. Have to be 1,000 years old to be able to get this answer. All right?
Okay.
Now, we all know the Beatles were on Capitol EMI, right? Does everybody... Everybody knows that, right? That they were on Capitol.
Okay.
EMI. And then later they were on Apple.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But what was their first American label? Do you know the answer?
No, I should know that because I have the first album, Meet the Beatles.
No, it's before that.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, when they were still in the UK?
Yep.
I don't know.
Okay, anybody know? Be the first person to call 303-631-2760. That's 303-631-2760, and you win. Does anybody know? Call us and tell us. Be the first person at 303-631-2760. Should I give a hint?
Yes. That's pretty odd.
John, should I give a hint? Okay, hint. The label was based one time out of Chicago. The label was based out of Chicago, and it wasn't Chess Records. All right, Gina, what's traffic look like?
All right, southbound I-25 looks like they got that wreck out of the way in North Glen, but we still have stop-and-go conditions between 120th all the way down to 58th. So a very slow stretch there if you're trying to get out of Thornton, North Glen, and into downtown. We also have a lot of problems off the highway. We've had a three-vehicle crash on U.S. 285 eastbound side right near Wadsworth. Highway 85, a crash southbound at 112th, one working at 46th in York, and a motorcycle accident, unfortunately. Unfortunately, in Littleton, it's at Kipling and C-470, so watch out there. Weather outlook today, it'll be sunny, warm, and dry with a high of 76. Right now, looks like mostly fair skies and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
When you need local information and you're on the move, call 1-800-CALL-DEX, your source for local information.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis.
Once the gate is open, the journey begins.
You're saying we should kill them?
Before they kill you.
Stargate Atlantis. Check your local listings. And the mission continues on Sci-Fi.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
With all new episodes.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
Experience the adventure as it happens.
There's only one way to go, and that's up.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 Central on
Sears early. She wasn't about to miss the great doorbusters from 9 a.m. to noon, including 50% off a Craftsman tool bag combo, 60% off select leather outerwear, and 60% off super size pillows. And even if she shot past noon, she knew she could still save on hundreds of great items throughout the store. The Super Saturday Sale. Sears, where it begins.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 9/29/07.
What do the Independence Institute, the Cato Institute, and the ACLU have in common? They all oppose Real ID, the national identity card that the feds are forcing on the states. It's really intrusive, really expensive, and just a real bad idea. On October 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m., you're invited to join them for a town hall meeting at the Colorado History Museum. Jim Harper, Mike Krause, Catherine Hazzori, and Bruce Schneier will answer your questions about Real ID. Details at staycoveredcolorado.com.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix! It's that easy! 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Just like I do in professional wrestling, or they used to do in professional wrestling, when they would always say, introducing so-and-so from parts unknown, weight unknown. Charles, location unknown, but we believe Denver. Turk is still working this out. Anyway, he did have the answer to the trivia question, won the Buffs tickets. The Beatles' first label was BJ, based out of Chicago. By the way, on that announcement about the Real ID Act, the town hall meeting on the Real ID Act, coming up at the Colorado History Museum on October the 3rd, 6 until 8 p.m. That's going to be moderated by the world's smartest man, David Sirota. So if you want to meet David Sirota and get him to autograph his book, I'm sure he'll do that. A Hostile Takeover, and he's working on a new one, and he's the smartest guy I know. All right, let me go to the second smartest guy I know. This is Sergeant Todd Bowers. He's Director of Government Affairs at Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. He served two voluntary tours in Iraq as a civilian affairs team sergeant and with the United States Marine Corps. During his second tour, Sergeant Bowers was awarded the Purple Heart and Navy Commendation Medal with the V device for valor. And he knows a lot about Middle East affairs because he studied that and also Arabic at Georgetown, at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. And he is still serving his country as a sergeant in the Marine Corps Reserve. I'm amazed, Sergeant, that I got all that out without bobbling it, and I did bobble a little bit of it, and I've been bobbling stuff all morning, but it's good to have you on the show.
Hey, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me, Jay.
All right. You and I have talked about this so many times, and here we are again. We're going to have to talk about this, that the GOA report reveals that President Bush and Congress have yet to improve the care for our nation's wounded veterans, yet you know as well as I that there is all of this constant pimping of the troops and this chest thumping going on about patriotism and about who supports the troops and who doesn't. And the bottom line here is we are not taking care of business.
I mean, it's very true. The GAO report yesterday made four very clear points, that there is still a shortage in staffing at a lot of DOD and VA care facilities and also in the rating disability system. There's still difficulties with data sharing. Disability evaluations still are confusing as heck, and they still have no way to accurately be able to manage traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder with a lot of these cases. I mean, I think we're seeing that there's still a lot of work to be done. Since the hype of Walter Reed early this year, here we are in September, and we still have not seen a lot of changes made.
All right, what's the problem? Why can't we get this fixed? And it amazes me that every single American is not ashamed by this report.
You know, I think what some of it is that it's difficult for most to put a face to it, and that's why we appreciate your show by letting me come on and other Iraq vets to say we're here and we do exist. When I was at Walter Reed last week, I went up and saw a lot of the guys that I've been keeping up with for the past 6 to 8 months, and they really have not seen a lot of changes. I mean, they've got their 32-inch plasma TVs in their rooms now. They've got their free Apple computers, but they aren't seeing the changes that need to be done, specifically in the realm of taking care of their families. Their families are the ones that are feeling the burden of the gaps in the system.
I ran into a guy, this was probably, I want to say 2.5, 3 weeks ago. He is a colonel. And sustained an injury in Iraq to his back and also, I believe, his neck. I referred him to Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, who are two of the best lawyers I know when it comes to personal injury. And, well, they're good at a lot of stuff. And I know Congressman Ed Perlmutter's office was trying to help this guy out. He was getting it not only from the VA, but he was also getting it from his employer because he was an airline pilot, and he was having trouble there, too. And here's this guy who goes overseas. I mean, he goes to Iraq. He volunteers for his country. He's helping his country out. He comes back, and he and his family are under the squeeze. How can anybody in this country live with that?
I mean, a lot of people, you always hear the phrase, you know, the sacrifices that the armed services make for our country is overwhelming. Well, those sacrifices should refer to the time spent away with family on deployment, the fear that they may experience while in combat, but the sacrifice should not be when they come home. That should not be part of that equation. There should be no more sacrifice when they come home, because our government needs to be here to take care of individuals once they have returned. It's overwhelming to me that I continue to hear stories like the Lieutenant Colonel you mentioned and other situations where people are just falling off the map, and that is just not the way we can deal with these individuals. We have a newest generation of veterans. We have Generation X, Y, and I think we're tapping into Z pretty soon, of people who are proud to serve their country and are willing to give it all. But we need to be willing to give it all to take care of them.
7:44, 44 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sergeant Todd Bowers, Director of Government Affairs at Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Check out their website, IAVA.org. Great organization. And we thank you, Sergeant, for being on the show. You know, I see this, too, as being a bipartisan issue. I don't see this as being a Republican or Democratic, left, right, or whatever issue. I see this as being a mainstream American issue, that if you send people off to do this kind of stuff, we owe them something. We owe them something more than just a paycheck and a patriotic speech and a pat on the back and, you know, all these platitudes. I mean, we owe them something, and we're not paying off.
I mean, it's very true in every realm. With the Department of Defense, with the Veterans Administration, you know, they're having a hard time knowing what we need to do with these folks, and I always refer to this as the hidden cost of war. We see the billions of dollars that we're spending for the conflict in Iraq right now. How much the money is just overwhelming. That is estimated to be one-third of the total cost of this conflict, because we're going to have to give care to these veterans. We're going to have to take care of many of them for the rest of their lives. We're going to have to take care of their families. That is the part that people are saying, well, maybe we can shift from that. Maybe we can steer away from having to spend too much money down the road, and that is not the case. Part of the cost of a conflict is taking care of those who serve in these conflicts, you know, and it cannot be swept under the rug.
All right, I talked to Jay Fawcett before you came on. He's a senior advisor to Vote Vets. He says that the problem is not the military medical system, that the military medical system is excellent. The problem comes in the handoff once you come home. And you're out of the field system, and then you get into the VA. If you look at the Washington Post this morning, they're talking about the fact that, for instance, one of the things that was recommended was to have these recovery coordinators help out, and that program was supposed to be up and running in July. No, actually, it was supposed to start on August the 1st, and here we are in September, and the program is still not going.
Yep. Exactly. There's too many times where we are having promises made and people are not fulfilling those promises. And when I read in the GAO report about these recovery coordinators, I personally think it sounds like a pretty good plan. But what good is a plan if you don't have the ability to implement it on time? It doesn't make sense, and you end up having people sort of fall back to the wayside. You know, one of the things that I thought was interesting was, is that there's plans to train, you know, case managers and psychiatric nurses about post-traumatic stress disorder and TBI, but only 6 of the 32 warrior transition units have completed the training for all their staff. You know, I mean, this is something, this needs to be a priority. We all know that post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury are the signature injuries of these conflicts. Why that isn't prioritized and why we're so many years into this conflict and we're just now addressing these issues, you know, just really baffles me.
Yeah, my chief question would be, and I would ask this of any legislator, why has it taken so long? Do you think some of this has taken so long because, yeah, the Walter Reed story, it was all the media, okay? Everybody talked about it, everybody did it, but really, this is not like World War II. This is not like Vietnam in the sense that a lot of the public is able to hide from this issue, and a lot of the public is able to hide from what's going on with military families and the military. And there's no personal sacrifice required, basically, of any of us, except to be harangued all the time about supporting the current policy.
I mean, the difference with the previous conflicts was that it seemed like everybody in America knew someone who had gone overseas, who had been injured. There was that personal connection. Now we are using such limited resources and such a small force to fight the war on terror, if you will, and people are doing multiple deployments that we're narrowing that scope. So now it comes to the American public's perception is basically, if I don't know anybody, I can just turn my TV off or not pick up the Washington Post that day. People are able to kind of turn a shoulder, and I always relate it to you know, when you go up to Walter Reed and you want to do a formal tour to meet some of the vets and everything else, they take you to Ward 57, which is where the prosthetics are done. That's their signature ward. It's where people can go in. They can see an armed service member sitting there without a leg, but pushing forward. They will not take you to the traumatic brain injury ward. They don't want you to see that ugly side of war, the individual who has lost all cognitive abilities and is having such a difficult time progressing. That is the site that people don't want you to see, and that is the cost of this war. You are having people come back with these overwhelming injuries, these overwhelming situations that people just don't want to look it in the eye. And I challenge the American public to have the intestinal fortitude and the integrity to look at us when we come home. The best way to support the troops, and I always say this, is to listen to us. Whether we're missing an arm, a leg, or part of our brain, we are still soldiers. We are still proud of what we have done, and you have to listen to us.
Yeah. You know, I would agree 100%. I'll tell you something. I would love to come to Washington. I would love to go to Walter Reed with you sometime.
You are more than welcome. Anytime you want. Last week, I just took the rock band Drowning Pool up to Walter Reed and took him to the Malone House, and we spent 4 hours there just hanging out with the vets that we could talk to. No screening process, nothing. Just directly talking to the veterans. And the band was incredible with these guys, and they've been true supporters of the troops. They're currently on their This Is for the Soldiers concert tour, where a dollar from every ticket sale is going to the USO and also to IAVA. They're getting ready to go back to Iraq for their third time to play a USO tour. I mean, just having people come up to Walter Reed and giving these guys a change of pace is incredible. So I invite you anytime, man.
You know what? I'm going to take you up on that. And I'll tell you something else I'd like to do. I'd like to come there, and I know where I can get a studio. I'd like to do a show, and I'd like to get some of these vets on and let them talk and let people hear what they have to say directly from them, as opposed to me or anybody else interpreting how they feel and what they think. And so maybe we can put that together in the near future. Sergeant, thank you. I really appreciate you being on the show. This whole topic and the way vets are treated is a national disgrace, and we have to work overtime to get this fixed. And I thank you for helping me out.
Hey, it's my pleasure, and anytime you want to come to D.C., we're here ready and waiting.
You got it, pal. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Jay.
All right. There's Sergeant Todd Bowers, and I urge you to take time to contact your legislators about this problem. And also, here's something else you should do. You should definitely check out the Iraq, Afghanistan veterans. You know, this is just going to follow the whole morning I've had here. I just lost my sheet of paper because I'm trying to plug the website. Go to IAVA.org. IAVA.org. It's the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Check this organization out. I've got it bookmarked, and you ought to bookmark it, too. It's important. We should really, really do something and stop beating our chests about how we support the troops. Let's get in there and fix this. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Getting those eastbound arteries stacking up now. C-470 between Wadsworth and Santa Fe. If you're trying to get out of Littleton, as well as eastbound 6, that is lined up back to Sheridan toward your I-25 merge. And eastbound I-70, pretty sluggish now through your I-25 corridor. Still seeing stop-and-go traffic on southbound I-25 from 120th to 58th. And do watch out for that two-vehicle crash we've had on U.S. 285. Actually, it's three cars eastbound right at Wadsworth. Weather outlook today.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car price anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to cheaperusedautos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at cheaperusedautos.com. Cheaperusedautos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
It's time for a little breathing room. Ladies and gentlemen, stop your engines. It's a strange thing for an auto insurance company to say, but every year the average commuter creates a 3.4-ton cloud of carbon dioxide. There are some easy choices you can make to reduce your own emissions. Find out how with the eSurance Live Impact Calculator. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS Movement for a Climate in Crisis. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
We'll even give you up to 120% of book value for your trade. Then shop from over 7,000 new Go cars and trucks. Chevys, Fords, Hondas, Toyotas, Chryslers, Jeeps, Dodges, and more. You'll even see your trade-in value up front on the Go Smart Choice. Stop. Go is out of used vehicles. So let's swap cars at all 17 Go showrooms. Get up to 120% of book value for your trade.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light's green. Go!
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
7:54, 54 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Look, I'm going to tell you, anybody who does this for a living, we're not always right. I don't care how much they tell you that they are. I don't care how much they pretend that they are. We're not always right. And you should check everything out that we say and make sure that what we're saying is absolutely true. And I hold the same standard with the people that I talk about. And I'm proud to be able to get on here every single morning and talk about Rocky's Autos. They've been big supporters of this show. Plus, they're good, decent people. And how do I know this? Do I just talk about them? No. Mary and I have bought numerous cars from them over the years. As a matter of fact, we have one of the best cars we've ever owned, and we bought it at Rocky's, what, John, probably 2 years ago now, maybe? Maybe a year and a half? Over a year and a half ago? 2 years ago? Yeah, when you bought yours there, we bought ours. So how long ago would that be?
You've had it for about 2 years,
yeah,
I'd say. Yours right after mine, I think.
Yeah, about 2 years. And John and I both bought cars at Rocky's, and it was just a great experience. Matching down incentive, numerous ways to finance, huge inventory, one of the largest in Colorado of clean late model previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. Chance for you not to suffer the depreciation penalty of buying a new car, driving it off the lot, losing money. You don't have to go through that. See, Tom and Marv Al Shearer start there. Start with Spanky Herrera. Start with any of my friends out of Rocky's. But whatever you do, get out to Rocky's. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them in person. And if you're out there on Friday, I'll probably run into you. 63rd and Federal.
Do we get letters about hydroxytone? Absolutely, because people who use hydroxytone watch even the deepest of wrinkles fade away like magic.
I am a landscape designer. I spend a lot of time outside, so I have very deep crow's feet and forehead creases. After listening to your radio commercial, I finally decided, what the heck? I've already tried everything else. I have nothing to lose.
Hydroxytone really works on fine lines and wrinkles, even on very deep crow's feet and forehead creases. See for yourself with a risk-free trial. Call 1-800-400-3579.
When I finished my trial, one of my customers asked me, do you think if I worked in landscaping, I could look as good as you? My mouth dropped open. I replied with one word, hydroxytone. It really worked, and I continue to use it. Sincerely yours, Judy O.
If you have deep lines and wrinkles, the next letter we read could be yours. To see beautiful results with your own free trial, call 1-800-400-3579. 1-800-400-3579. That's 1-800-400-3579.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 75 under sunny skies. It's going to be another nice day along the Front Range. All right. Let me say this to you. I hate to be nagged. Don't you hate to be nagged? I know that. So maybe I'm nagging you. But sometimes I feel like the point I'm trying to get across is not being accepted or that people do not understand where I'm coming from. And I've assembled a little proof. And I'm going to give this proof to you coming up in the next hour. So whatever you do, Don't even go to work. Stay in your car. Keep the radio going, but don't run your battery down. More coming up.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in Boulder County Going Local for the first annual Renaissance of Local, a celebration of local food and culture at Planet Bluegrass and Lions, September 28th through the 30th. More info on AM760.net.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Delayed, canceled, diverted. It's a familiar story for travelers coping with some of the worst flight delays in more than 10 years. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us President Bush will meet with top transportation officials in a few hours to see what can be done to make things better.
What they're likely to tell him is that some of the nation's largest airports are overbooked. That means airlines are simply trying to pack in too many flights. Take JFK in New York, for example. There, on a typical morning, the airport can handle about 44 flights an hour. That's on a good day. Right now, they're booking about 57 flights an hour. That means no matter what, there will be delays every single morning.
Underway now at the State Department, a 16-nation conference on global warming. In her opening statement, Secretary of State Rice challenged the world's biggest polluters to burn less fossil fuel without starving their economies of the energy they need to grow.
Managing the status quo is simply not an adequate response.
The foreign diplomat says several people have been killed in the latest round of anti-government protests in Burma, also known as Myanmar. Reporter Rosalind Russell is on the scene in Rangoon.
This is a huge risk for them to come out onto the streets. The army has told them in no uncertain terms what will be the consequences of their actions and their efforts to protest. The people are fearful, yet very angry and defiant.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The Bush administration is demanding an immediate halt to Myanmar's military crackdown on protesters. A National Security Council spokesman says security forces in the country must stop the violence against peaceful protesters now. The White House is increasingly concerned about the turmoil, and officials indicate the Treasury Department will soon move to enforce sanctions.
Two passengers have been found, but there's still no trace of four crew members from a Florida-based yacht that was discovered off the Bahamas a few days ago. CBS's Kelly Cobiella has the latest.
The Joe Cool is now a floating crime scene at this Coast Guard station in Miami Beach. And while the FBI investigates what happened on board, the Coast Guard plans to search through bad weather for a fifth straight day looking for the crew.
Police are holding the passengers on unrelated fugitive warrants. The Colcraft Company is recalling 425,000 play yards with a changing table strap blamed for the strangulation death of a baby boy. Patty Davis is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Most important thing is if you have one, you want to stop using it immediately until you cut off that changing table restraint strap, get a new one in place.
Other studies have linked drinking to breast cancer, but they didn't answer a key question. Does it matter if a woman drinks beer, wine, or hard liquor? A study now says it doesn't make any difference. Either any of those can raise a woman's risk as much as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. Just in, sales of single-family homes fell to the lowest rate in over 7 years. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Maureen.
Maureen, do you have us located?
Yes, sir. I have you on Mill Creek Road.
We have a 26-year-old male reacting to a bee sting. He's my son. They are down the mountain now. We should get somebody to meet them.
I'm going
to
get them on the line. Okay, and if you'd like, I'll conference you in. Thank you very much.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
911.
This is Morning with OnStar. A gentleman's having a reaction to a bee sting. They're taking him down the mountain and would like an ambulance to meet them on Highway 411.
Well, how far away are they?
They're about 15 to 25 minutes from that location.
Okay, we'll have an ambulance waiting for them.
Emergency services is just one of over 10 OnStar services included on most new Chevy vehicles. You won't find OnStar on Toyota, Honda, or Ford.
The EMTs are there with your son.
We appreciate it very much.
I wish you all the best.
To learn more, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar, active.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A board that could fire the student editor of the Colorado State University newspaper is meeting privately today trying to figure out what's next after he used an obscenity in an editorial last week. Last night, hundreds of students overflowed a room where Rocky Mountain Collegiate editor David McSwain explained why he allowed the four-letter editorial that said, "Taser this, F. Bush."
We felt that CSU and the CSU campus as a whole is largely apathetic, and we wanted to facilitate a debate about free speech.
Now, a lot of students last night supported McSwain, while others criticized the editorial. Chelsea Penyoyers with, what else, College Republicans.
"We are not attacking his First Amendment rights. This has nothing to do with that. This has everything to do with the fact that that is just an excuse to hide behind."
The Board of Student Communications will meet again today to decide what to do next. No collegian editor has ever been fired. House Speaker Andrew Romanoff says about two dozen bills dealing with climate change are expected to be introduced when the Colorado legislature convenes in January. Business leaders are worried lawmakers will set tougher standards than other states. They say that'll drive up their costs and hurt their competitiveness. And 1 year ago today, a 53-year-old drifter held seven girls hostage in a classroom in Bailey, then fatally shot 16-year-old Emily Keyes as a SWAT team moved in, then killed himself. Keyes' family is urging the community to mark the first anniversary of her death by celebrating life. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like eastbound I-70 bogged down now between Quebec and Havana. We've had a crash off on the right shoulder right near Havana, so watch out for delays along that stretch. Northbound I-25 also affected in Douglas County between Lincoln and C-470. Again, that is due to a crash. Security wait time at DIA, 25 minutes. Weather outlook today should be sunny, warm, and dry with a high of 76. Right now, under mostly fair skies, it's 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get an 05 Escape for just $12.9. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 05 Escape today for just $12.9 only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
This is the new Ryobi One Plus Lithium Drill with 18 volts of power. Notice it's not slowing down. And it won't. That's because, like all the new Ryobi One Plus Lithium tools, it has a battery that maintains peak power twice as long. Plus, the new battery fits in all the OnePlus tools you already have, so even they get a power boost. Ryobi OnePlus. Pro features, affordable prices. You'll find them only at the Home Depot. Oh, the drill didn't run out of power. Commercial's over.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
After 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, in the high today, 75, sunny, and it's going to be a good day today. I got a feeling it's going to be an excellent day today. I got a feeling that it's going to be one of the best days of the year. No, I don't. I'm lying. But I thought I'd say it anyway. I got a long day today here. Well, everybody has a long day, though. I mean, I was working out yesterday at 4:30 in the afternoon.
We have really long days today, though.
Yeah, I know we do. And I was sore. I'm sore today from doing that. But the good news is I'm a pant size down. All right, look, I said this before we went into the news. I'll say it again. I don't like to be nagged. Do you like to be nagged? I don't like to be nagged. As a matter of fact, I'm overly sensitive when it comes to that kind of stuff. I mean, you tell me something once, that's fine. I don't need to hear it again. that's not always a good thing to do. That's not always smart. And a lot of times when you say something, people say something to you, you don't get it. You don't know. It just kind of like goes over your head. So sometimes people like me, I have to be told a number of times about something or I just don't get it. And thank God I'm married to a woman who's really, really patient and a loving, loving human being and a good human being with a big heart and just good folks. And that's Mary, who I talk about a lot on the air. I wish each and every one of you could know her. She's such good people, and she puts up with me. How, I have no idea. But I feel like on a certain subject, I feel like I keep repeating, and I feel like no one gets it. And this just could be my imagination. Maybe you get it, and I just don't realize that you get it. But I've been getting a ton of email about this. The two topics that we've done this week, which I've gotten a lot of email about, first of all, was the absurd, stupid thing that I did on Monday morning. Was it Monday morning, John? Or was it Tuesday morning when I did the bicycle thing? That was Monday morning when I started making those stupid statements about bicycle riders. Of course, then Tuesday, I turn around and go ride this new bike I bought, and then suddenly I realize, okay, good move, Jay. You made a jerk out of yourself. And I did. And some guy from a bicycle riding organization sent me an email, and I told him I apologized to him. I said, hey, I blew it. And there's something about apologizing. There's something about saying you're sorry. There's something about saying you're wrong is interpreted as being a sign of weakness and also is something that most of us are not prone to do. Most of us are prone not to do that. As a matter of fact, in politics, you see this all the time where people make terrible gaffes or they say things that or they do something that is not right and they don't want to apologize. Example would be Iraq vote. Now, this is not, no matter how much those 25 to 26% of the people out there who support the current direction in Iraq and find the Gates appropriation request that's coming up to be perfectly okay, even though the total amount is going to be staggering in the billions of dollars. There are more and more Americans now that realize that us getting involved in this was wrong, that it was wrong and that it was misguided. And it's no longer this kind of, all we are saying is give peace a chance, fringe kind of, oh, you're just a 1960s holdover hippie, blah, blah. You know, that's all gone. It's mainstream thought in this country now that we have done the wrong thing and that most rational people and people who think things through will admit that even if they thought going there was a good idea, we have screwed up the execution of it. Would you guys agree with me on that? I mean, most people know that there's something wrong here, and the majority of the people in this country, and the only thing you can go from, because you can't talk to everybody here, is public opinion polls, and they're all running against the war. So that's become mainstream thought. So we're not sitting here every single day hanging out on the fringes when it comes to this. Yet, we continue to be characterized as being on the fringes. Now, if there's one thing I can't stand, that I absolutely hate, and I think a lot of you probably do too, that I resent, is people trying to crawl up and take the moral high ground when they themselves are in the lowlands. And this goes on constantly. I mean, if your modus operandi is to get down in the lowlands and to slug it out and to engage in all of that kind of behavior, then fine. Be honest at least about it. Part of my brain is totally and completely into that, and part of it digs it. I secretly like to fight with callers on the air. And sometimes it's not a big secret that I that I like to fight with them because you can hear me doing it. And I just genuinely sometimes feel like the only way to get anything out of somebody is to lean on them. Otherwise, they're not going to answer. And the two answers you always get from people when you lean on them is the following. They want to jump to another subject, or they give you the I'm resigned to everybody's bad argument. Well, the two parties are all the same and nobody's better than the other. Well, yeah, there are bad people in both parties, but then there are also some good people in both parties. Notice I said both parties. I've talked about this topic day in and day out. And I just feel like nobody gets what I'm trying to say here. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to take the time at 8:14, 14 minutes after 8, and I wanted to demonstrate what I'm talking about. John, have you got that stuff? You have it? Okay, stand by to use it. This whole debate that's going on now about McSwain and about Colorado State University and about the newspaper and about the editorial headline that they ran, Taser This, F. Bush. John M. has been playing all morning this woman with the college Republicans at CSU. And I'm not attacking her personally. She has a right to her opinion. Good for her. Glad she's involved. Of course, anybody who sounds as young as she does, I always want to ask why they're not signed up and enlisted in the military to go to Iraq to support their president's position. But Chelsea Penoyer, or whatever her name is, P-E-N-O-Y-E-R, makes this big, what's her name, Penoyer, yeah, makes this big speech at this meeting last night about journalistic integrity and about all that. Do we have that cut? Yeah, let's play this. Play her talking. Roll that.
We are not attacking his First Amendment rights. This has nothing to do with that. This has everything to do with the fact that that is just an excuse to hide behind.
Really? Well, it's not his First Amendment rights. How do you hide behind your First Amendment rights? Do you hide behind your First Amendment rights as a license to say or do anything? No, because if you do things that are not accepted as being First Amendment rights, then you get yourself in trouble. If he advocated the assassination of George W. Bush, he'd be in big trouble. That's not a First Amendment right. Expressing an opinion about the President of the United States or any politician, Democratic or Republican, or independent, and using the F word or any other word you want to use, that is First Amendment rights. That is free speech. That's exactly what that is. And particularly when it's in an editorial. Okay, here she is again.
This is entirely about McSwain's lack of journalistic integrity.
Now, if he had written a story about George W. Bush, and he had put this in the story somewhere, and he had not identified it as being an editorial, she would have a great point. But he identified it as being an editorial. The newspaper identified it, the Rocky Mountain Collegian identified it as being an editorial. As a matter of fact, the editorial board, I believe, said yes, go ahead and do it. Now, we live in a country where, unfortunately, the lines between journalism and commentary are smeared. They're dreary. Not dreary is not the right word. They're blurry. They really are. There are a lot of people out there, and I get emails about this, They assume that people on talk radio are journalists. We're not. We're people who give opinions. Those opinions are not always correct, but we give them. We're like the audio editorial page. But we do not. We are not news. We are not news sources. We are not journalistic. I would like to think that a lot of us have ethics, although I have my feelings that we don't. And those lines are very much smeared. And I've talked about this before on the radio. I mean, there used to be a time where, you know what? The person on the air never talked to the news person. The person on the air never talked to the traffic person. You never drug them in to the conversation, no matter what you were talking about, because they were not to be tainted or they were not urged to give their personal opinion about anything. Nada and zip. Whether the news ran at the top of the hour or ran at 20 minutes after the hour, that's the way this worked. Nowadays, that's not the way things are anymore, and people confuse the two. The point I'm trying to make here, the point I keep making day after day after day, and I get emails from people who say, this is irrelevant, why are you talking about it, it's a diversion. You know what, it's not a diversion, and it isn't irrelevant. Anytime anybody's First Amendment right of free speech is under attack, we need to stand up. But more than that, when people claim the moral high ground, yet they themselves fail to say anything about the people who carry water for their philosophy, what does that make them? And I don't think I have to tell you what it makes them. I think you know what it makes them. Now, I had a caller here who I got into it with a couple of days ago, and it got pretty heated. And I was giving him some examples of what some of these right-wing water carriers, some of the stuff they do every single day, and, of course, he was denying it. Well, John and I have put together some audio clips to further prove our point. And I just can't let go of this. I really cannot let go of this, because I'll tell you something. I would never put taser this F. Bush. It's not something I would do. Okay? But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Everybody has a right to free speech. Even those people on the right, even these right-wing water carriers, they have the right to free speech. But you know something? Who are they to...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
70, another one at US 285 and Wadsworth. Weather outlook today should be a beautiful day with sunny skies and warm conditions, high of 76. Tonight we'll get some high clouds and light winds moving in with the low of 46, and tomorrow should be windy and 83. Right now, under partly cloudy skies, 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every day for only $2.79. Go in today for the Italian BMT sandwich. Keep your stomach and your wallet full at Subway Restaurants. Eat fresh.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rudders and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rudders and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes. Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
23 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is the most important 60 seconds that you and I will probably spend together. Because this is very serious business, and I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to make you aware of the facts. You may think that you're okay and that heart attacks have nothing to do with you because you're healthy. Well, you should really think about this. 62% of the heart attacks occur in individuals with zero or one risk factor. For 50% of the men and 64% of the women who die from heart disease, the first symptoms is the fatal event. How many times do you hear about this? Oh, he just dropped dead of a heart attack. We should just keeled over. 150,000 Americans each year die from their first symptom of heart disease. So, think about this. You owe it to your family, you owe it to your community, but you owe it to yourself, too, to make sure that there is nothing wrong with your heart. And the best way to do that is to get a heart scan. Get out in front of this before it becomes a problem. Front Range Preventive Imaging has the technology that can help save the life of you or someone close to you. It's the EBT scanner. It's the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. No needles, no drugs, no injection, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health. Diagnosing problems before they happen is the way to go. You may be walking around, and you may be a time bomb ready to go off, and you just don't realize it. These heart scans are easy, they're cheap, and they take 10 minutes. Find out more about them. Call 303-443-SCAN, 303-443-SCAN, or go online, frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Don't put this off. Do it right now.
Hi, my name's Dexter, and I kill people. Bad people. People who deserve it. But all the people who know that are dead. I always thought I knew what I was, but now I'm not so sure. Am I a hero because of what I do? Or in spite of it? Am I good? Or am I just really good?
America's favorite serial killer is back on Showtime. See why People magazine declared Dexter is the best show of the year. 4 stars. The season premiere of Dexter, Sunday at 9, 8 central. Followed by Brotherhood, this series that the New York Times raved is exceptionally good, and the Associated Press hailed as a masterpiece. Part of the Showtime free preview weekend. Get Showtime for $6.95 per month or less for 3 months. Call 1-888-SHOWTIME or go to SHO.com for details. Limited time offer ends 10-607. Offer good for new subscribers and participating systems only. Free preview available to digital subscribers and participating systems only. Not all services available in all areas. Randy Rhodes.
People are going to call me, "You'll get my gun when you take it from my cold, dead hands." Well, I'd like to rewrite that bumper sticker. You know, you'll give up your beliefs when I have to scrape up your cold, dead brain. That's when you'll give up your beliefs that you have some constitutional right to own a handgun or to own any gun. You don't.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Twenty-seven minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, speaking about this whole college flap or whatever it is, we have Patton Centennial on the line, who's a conservative, who said, well, you know, you can criticize George W. Bush, but you got to be respectful. No, Pat, read the First Amendment of the Constitution, and who decides what's respectful and what's not? But anyway, let me get back to my point here, which is, and this is my main point, which is, how do you claim moral high ground when you yourself don't have any? And the GOP... And I don't mean to be overly partisan here, but you know what? I'm sorry. The GOP and these ultra-right-wing conservative talking heads don't have any high ground in this area. They don't. And if the college young Republicans, Chelsea and her friends, are going to come out against this, why aren't they going to come out against anything else? Let me give you some examples of what I'm talking about. John Turk, who produces this show, picked these out. And believe me, we have so many that we could have sat here, we could have sat here for what? 2 hours and gone through stuff. So let's roll one.
Now, if this Virginia Tech shooter had an ideology, what do you think it was?
This guy had to be a liberal. You start railing against the rich. And all this guy's a liberal. He was turned into a liberal somewhere along the line. So it's a liberal that committed this act. Now, the drive-bys will read on a website that I'm attacking liberalism by comparing this guy to them. That's exactly what they do every day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just pointing out a fact. I am making no extrapolation. I'm just pointing it out. They try to, whenever, I can tell you from the history of this program, starting way back in the early 90s, when there was any kind of an incident, crime or what have you, that attracted national attention. In the early days of this program, the drive-by media went out, and they tried to connect the perpetrator to this program. They did everything they could. In fact, it went so far as Bill Clinton blaming me for influencing Timothy McVeigh to blow up the Bureau building. These are the people sponsoring lies and distortion for the purposes of dividing this country and creating hatred. These are the people that invented this kind of tactic, if you will.
All right. I call his bluff on his claim that in the early 90s people were doing that. Because I was in talk radio at that time. And I call his bluff on that. But let's just assume that what Rush Limbaugh is saying there is true. Okay, does getting on the radio and claiming that this individual, who obviously had mental problems and was screwed up and what he did was terribly heinous, that he's a liberal and that it was done by liberals because of their envy of the rich? You see, this is this example of what I'm talking about. That's a total and complete distortion. It's a lie and it's a smear. Hey, there's nothing wrong with having money. There's nothing wrong with being rich. There's nothing wrong with earning money. There's nothing wrong with having money handed to you. It's not against the law. Most of us strive to have money. Most of us like material things. Of course, it keeps alive the old cartoon image that anybody who does not agree with people like Rush Limbaugh, well, yeah, okay. They're driving around in an old Volkswagen bus, and they got flowers painted on the side, they're burning incense, and they're listening to the fish cheer. No, those days are gone. And you know what? To equate anybody with a serial killer, with a mass murderer, is wrong. It's wrong and it's disrespectful. Yet, you know what? What Republican stood up and said anything publicly about that statement? Hello? Anybody? Anyone? Anyone in this building? Anyone across the country? Anybody anywhere? No, not a damn thing. All right, let's have another example.
And I want to tell you something, and I'm going to say it to you loud and clear. The radical homosexual agenda will not stop until religion is outlawed in this country. Make no mistake about it. They're all not nice decorators.
All right, there's a gay bashing smear by Michael Wiener Savage, self-loathing Jew. First of all, not all decorators are gay, which I don't have to tell you. I think you already know. But, of course, you may be the Bill O'Reilly type, and you don't realize that, I mean, you buy those stereotypes. And number two, no one is talking about destroying religion or taking religion out of American life. What they're talking about is, they're talking about keeping a separation of church and state and honoring diversity. We've had numerous discussions on that subject. But why the gay smear? Did anybody come forward and say, that's a stereotype, that's not right, don't do that? Anybody? Any Republicans? Any conservatives? Where were the college young Republicans? Well, no, guess not. Okay, fine. Let that one pass. We got another one?
No, but I do think anyone named B. Hussein Obama should avoid using hijack and religion in the same sentence.
In other words, you want to paint him as a terrorist by continuing to highlight his middle name.
Avoid those two together.
So in other words, only you can talk like that, only conservatives. Someone whose middle name is Hussein should not talk
avoid
like that.
Avoid hijack and religion.
I see.
All right, there's Ann Coulter equating Barack Obama with Saddam Hussein. Or Osama bin Laden. Now, is that ethical? Is that right? No. Totally not. But does anybody stand up and say anything? No. As a matter of fact, Ann Coulter continues to get booked on shows, and she continues to get on mainstream programs like Today and other shows. Nobody says a damn thing. No one stands up and says that's wrong. Nobody. All right. I got one more real good one for you. Go ahead.
Hey, Barack Obama has picked up another endorsement. African-American actress Halle Berry. As a African-American, I'm honored to have Ms. Berry's support, as well as the support of other African-Americans, Obama. He didn't say it, but I mean, anyway, there are those greetings.
Listen to the way he says that. Listen to his enunciation, this guy, Limbaugh. Did anybody say anything about that one? Did we hear from David Harsanyi? Did we hear from John Andrews? Did we hear from Dick Wadhams? Did we hear from Tom Tancredo? Did we hear from Marilyn Musgrave? Did we hear from John Caldera? Did we hear from, well, you can name a whole bunch of people. Do we hear from anybody about that? No, nobody said a word. Nobody said a damn thing. Nobody said anything. Now all of a sudden this editorial headline runs in the paper, and oh my God. And I'll tell you something else too, and I'm just getting wound up about this. I may never get to traffic over this. If I get one more conservative caller who calls me and pulls this thing about, aren't you ashamed for attacking me and blah, 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 and I'm wounded, stop with the crap. You guys do it all the time. You use liberal as a term like it's pejorative. You red bait. You smear. You went after Jay Benish. I mean, we can talk about numerous people that you've gone after. It's like McCarthyism lives over there, and it's a sad thing that most people don't even know who Joe McCarthy is. But these guys never said anything about it. They never said anything about it. And I haven't even gone into Ted Nugent's BS. Who plays the state fair. And by the way, we never got an answer from them at all. Never called us back on that. So where's all the righteousness now? Where is it all? And I'm going to throw one other thing in. I'm going to tell you something else. I don't mind combat between callers and a talk show host. I don't even mind name calling, particularly if it's inventive and creative. I think it can be funny. But I'll tell you what I don't like. What I don't like is this whole idea of trying to take people who disagree with you and equate them with being mass murderers, with equate them with being terrorists. And these people do it every single day, and they do it so often that it's boring. It is boring. It's boring. I can't listen to it anymore. I can't listen to it anymore because it's not entertaining. It's not entertaining. But there's no moral high ground grasp here by these folks. They have no business going after this guy, McSwain. They have no business saying a damn thing until they clean up their own damn house. And I feel like I keep making this point every single day, and I keep feeling like nobody is getting it. That nobody is getting what I'm saying here. That nobody is understanding what I'm trying to say. Nobody gets it. Nobody understands it. The blatant hypocrisy. It's the same thing about attacking the MoveOn.org ad. Same thing. General Petraeus? Hey! Not something I'd do, but you know something? They have a free speech right to do it. And, on top of that, who are these people that are attacking them? When those same people are smearing people every single frickin' day. If I hear one more time that I don't support the troops, if I hear one more time that I'm not a true American, if I have to hear that crap one more time, and I'm going to tell you something, I'm sick of it and I'm through taking it. And you ought to be sick of it and you ought to be through taking it as well. And I challenge Dick Wadhams or anybody else to come on this program and justify the stuff we've just played and tell me how that is how that's okay, but printing this in the Rocky Mountain Collegiate, that's wrong. You come on here, you bunch of cowards, because that's what you are. You're cowards, and you're hypocrites, and I'm sick of your crap. And I'm not going to take your crap anymore, and nobody else should either. You want to have a discussion about policy? You want to talk about Iraq, healthcare, S-CHIP? You want to get into any of that stuff? Fine. We'll have that discussion. You want to sit there and insinuate that Barack Obama is a terrorist, that we ought to blow up the New York Times building, that Ted Nugent, that Barack Obama ought to suck the barrel of a gun, that all this crap that goes on day in and day out on the public airwaves, and you want to say that that's okay, but when this guy McSwain puts this, taser this F. Bush, you rise up and you're all upset and you want him fired and he's got to leave and blah, 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 you go on and on and on. You bunch of frickin' hypocrites. You bunch of lunatics. You bunch of brain stems. You jerks. I can't think of another term for you. You make me sick. Suck the tailpipe of my car. Think I'm mad? I'm not only mad, I'm going to tell you something else. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. And I'm sick of those of you who are cowardly enough to think that this isn't a big issue, and on top of that, that you allow these people to get away with this every single day. And if you're a conservative, you ought to be ashamed of it. 839, Gina with traffic.
All right, we've got a crash eastbound C-470 right near Santa Fe. That's creating a lot of stop and go between Wadsworth and Santa Fe. A crash on the ramp from westbound I-70 to Peoria, and we're dealing with a two-vehicle crash. Signal lights not working, too, at the intersection of Larimer and 20th. Weather outlook today, sunny, warm, and dry with a high of 76. Right now, mostly fair and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Answer the call of the wild at Backcountry, a new community next to 8,000 acres of wilderness. Come explore Backcountry today.
Home Again Pet Recovery Service.
Our family's on a road trip, and we stopped, and our dog, Jake, he jumped out of the car. He's gone.
Okay, I'm sending out a lost pet alert for your location right now.
Home Again is the only proactive pet recovery network that sends a lost pet alert to local vets, shelters, and pet rescuers to help reunite lost pets with their families no matter where they get lost.
It's the Home Again Pet Recovery Service. We found Jake.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Ask your vet about Home Again. Always looking out for your pet.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
Go further into the unknown.
Let's get moving.
With an all-new season of Stargate Atlantis.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
No enemy they've ever met.
It's the Wraith!
No challenge they have faced.
People are gonna die.
Can prepare the Atlantis team for the adventure yet to come.
If we all go, there's no coming back.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 central on Sci-Fi.
Thermal wall siding will cut your energy cost by 40%, and as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL.
Deductions taken for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle based on Kelley Blue Book trade-in value. Offer not valid on damaged vehicles. Offers cannot be combined with other offer. Negative equity applied to new loan balance.
Stop! Go is out! Out of used vehicles! So let's swap cars! We sold so many used cars at our super sale, we're desperate to buy yours! We'll even give you up to 120% of book value for your trade! Then shop from over 7,000 new Go cars and trucks! Chevys, Fords, Hondas, Toyotas, Chryslers, Jeeps, Dodges, and more! You'll even see your trade-in value up front on the Go Smart Choice! Stop! Go is out! Out of used vehicles! So let's swap cars! At all 17 Go showrooms. Get up to 120% of book value for your trade.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light's green. Go!
Get 100 free business cards at Staples Copy and Print Center with orders of 100 or more.
They're highly professional and are printed in minutes. Get your free business cards today. Staples. That was easy.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
So I've learned my lesson. If I'm going to say anything about John Edwards in the future, I'll just wish he had been killed in a terrorist assassination plot.
Okay, see? There's Ann Coulter. Now, she's advocating John Edwards' assassination. All right, let's go down the list. Did we hear from anybody conservative about this? Did anybody write anything in conservative columns about this? Where's John Andrews? Where is Dick Wadhams? Where is David Harsanyi? Where is all the other numerous folks out there? Well, no, everybody's quiet. 8:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Hi, today's 75. I'm getting so angry now, and I got myself so worked up now that I'm hungry. I'm going to start eating on the air. No, Dr. Snyder would be mad about that. But I got a little bit more to add here. I want to just add a little bit more. Most of you are not going to know this name. Most of you are not going to know this name because you're not going to know it for two reasons. Either one, his television show in early syndication was not carried in the Denver market, or it was not carried where you grew up, or it happened so long ago that you don't know him and you don't have never heard of him and you know nothing about him. But I want to bring him up now. His name is Joe Pyne. Joe Pyne used to have a Monday through Friday talk show in the morning on KLAC in Los Angeles when I was growing up. Matter of fact, I used to call him when I was 13 and 14 years of age. And we would fight on the phone. Joe Pyne also had a syndicated television show that ran in many markets, and it was syndicated by Metro Media, which is a company that's no longer in business. Joe Pyne was a conservative. He was way conservative. But Joe Pyne never said on the air that he was conservative. Joe Pyne just got on the air and expressed his opinions. And he didn't carry water for anybody. And he made a lot of outrageous, over-the-top statements. Probably one of the biggest ones I remember is in 1965, when Los Angeles was on fire with the Watts riots, Pyne gets on television and tells the camera to zoom in because he's sitting at an oak desk, and he has the camera zoom in, and he pulls open the drawer, and he pulls out a gun and says, "Let them come, I'm ready." People were shocked. But the difference between Joe Pyne, who said nasty things to callers, and a lot of things he said were funny, and what you got going on now in talk radio is, the difference is Pyne wasn't an overt water carrier to the point of being, he was never overt, he was never overtly racist, he was never, he never acted in that vein, and what you got was you knew when he was kidding and when he wasn't kidding, and that it was entertaining. This stuff that goes on now is not entertaining. Maybe I guess it's entertaining to some people, but I don't find it to be entertaining. And I don't understand and I say that a lot on the air here, but I do not understand why it is that we, over the last 30 years, have come to accept this kind of stuff. And have come to think that it's okay or ignore it. Yes, I'll turn to NPR and I won't hear what's going on. And when I do hear what's going on, I won't react to it. It's frustrating. I'm not talking about limiting anybody's right to free speech. That's not what I'm saying. And by the way, you can make a case that there's no free speech in corporate America, there's no free speech in private industry, which is basically what this is. My boss and the people who own this company could come in here any time and tell me what to and what not to say. Thank God they don't do that. As much as a lot of you like to hatch these conspiracy theories about Clear Channel and about this company, and I'll get this every once in a while, particularly when people disagree with me, they do not come in here. They have never come in here. They have never said to me, don't say this, don't say this, don't do this. They've never said that. And I try really, really hard not to say outrageously over-the-top stuff, because I got to bear in mind that I have kids listening. Even this morning when I made a stupid comment about drug use, it turns out a 14-year-old calls me up. Okay, irresponsible move on my part. But they have never come in here and never told me what to say. They are not running some conspiracy here. This stuff is going on because this stuff makes money. That's why this stuff is going on. But it doesn't negate the fact that if you're going to take David McSwain and hold him up to ridicule for the editorial comment that was run in the CSU paper, yet you have nothing to say about the smears, the character assassinations, and the outright just slime that comes out of a lot of these folks who are on the radio, that makes you a hypocrite. I don't know of any other way to put it, but that makes you a hypocrite. So my challenge to the college Republicans at Colorado State University is this. I'll listen to what you have to say about David McSwain when you stand up and you start saying things like advocating the assassination of John Edwards is not a good thing to be having on the media. That's when I'll listen to you. And until that time, you know what? You're full of it. You're full of it. You are full of it. Suck the oil out of the crankcase of my automobile and gargle with it because you're full of it. And I don't care how many of you out there think that this topic is irrelevant. As long as these people continue to raise ruckus about McSwain, I'm going to continue to raise ruckus about them. Because I'm sick of their pious BS. Sick of it. I'm choking on it. 8:51. 51 minutes after the hour. Rant rage button off. Smile and happy good morning show button on. Here's Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with crash activity and stop-and-go conditions eastbound C-470 between Wadsworth and Santa Fe. Accident on the ramp from westbound I-70 to Peoria. And looks like we got a crash as well at Colorado and Yale. Busy intersection. One at Larimer and 20th. Also, the signal lights are malfunctioning. Weather outlook today should be a sunny, warm, and dry day with a high of 76. Currently under fair skies, it's 48. Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Do you want to own your future? Then it's time you called Westwood College at 877-789-7375. And
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
We'll take your calls and have the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Have you been affected by rising energy costs? Thinking of going solar or building green? Then don't miss the Denver Tour of Solar Homes, Saturday, October 6th. Nearly 20 homes will be showcased, and you will be amazed how beautiful these green-built homes are. To register or for more information about the 2007 Denver Tour of Solar Homes, call CRES at 303-806-5317. That's 303-806-5317. Or CRES-energy.org/events/tour.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's WinterGuard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll help it establish new ones. So put down Scott's WinterGuard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed now. You'll be glad you did all next year. Visit the Home Depot this weekend and get your Scott's Fall is Best coupon booklet with great fall savings on Scott's and Miracle-Gro products while supplies last.
8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, the world's angriest man. No, I'm okay. I'm not angry now. Let me talk to you about some really good people who try to do something good every single day and who accomplish that. Plus, they live the American dream and they make money, even though, you know, people like you and I are not supposed to like money. But I don't know about you. I do, and they do, and everybody does, but they believe in doing it the right way, and that's Rockies. They've got a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. You really got to get out there and see it. Over 700, and I can't give you all of the makes, names, and brands because there's just a lot out there. They really are good, decent people. You know, I look for ways to try to get this across every single day, and it really tests my inventiveness. Because I don't know how to tell you other than to just say Tom and Marv Alshear are two of the best people I know. Spanky Herrera is one of the greatest people I know. Colby Harris is just one of the nicest people that I know. Freddie Labrato is just a great guy. Gerard Menard is a really hard-working, decent human being. Izzy is kind of, well, we won't talk about it. They're just great people. They're open tonight until 9. If you're looking for a vehicle, try them first. Please go out there and talk to them. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. They really are good people, and you'll see. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Right now, J. Marvin in your car. After the show, J. Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
I would also make the construction of mosques illegal in America and the speaking of English only in the streets of the United States the law.
There's Michael Wiener Savage, radiating respect for other people's points of view and other religions. Nice. 8:57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, I'd throw in one other caveat, too, to this whole thing, one other challenge to this whole thing. I'd like to challenge the college Republicans at CSU also to come on here and swear to me and everybody else, swear before their God, whoever their God might be, that they have never said anything derogatory, disrespectful, using any swear words or any unacceptable language about former President of the United States, Bill Clinton. Not because I'm a big Bill Clinton fan, because I'm not, but because I'd like to know if they have a double standard. I admit that I use F-words about Bill Clinton, also George W. Bush, also a lot of other people. Why don't I use them on the air? Well, I don't use them on the air because we have rules and regulations. But I'm not going to get on here and say that I don't, and then turn around when... if they do and go, oh, God, this is an affront. I'm shocked. No. Live in reality. Clean up your own house. By the way, Rush Limbaugh has a picture of Senator Leahy on his website wearing Depends. Nice. Now, what do you think would happen if we did that? Okay? The moral outrage. See, these guys are good at manufacturing moral outrage. That's what they're good at doing. All right. I haven't taken hardly any phone calls today at all. Open Phones comes up now. And then at 9:30, we'll talk about Fox's race problem with Paul Waldman. So stick around.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AEG Live invite you to see Al Gore at the Wells Fargo Theater at the Colorado Convention Center, Tuesday, October 2nd at 8 p.m. For ticket information, visit am760.net.
It's not fair. You were injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years in small cash payments. You can't afford to wait years for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. J.G. Wentworth can help. We can turn your long-term payments into cash now. This is not a loan. This is your money in your pocket right now. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call us today to learn how you can get one lump sum from your structured settlement now. For free information, call 1-800-600-3166. J.G. Wentworth has helped thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The housing market keeps reeling. The Commerce Department says last month new home sales plunged. Dave Siders is with the National Association of Home Builders.
Sales of new homes in August fell by over 8% to the lowest level since the middle of the year 2000. And we are clearly still in a pretty serious downswing situation.
And the median price of a home dropped to more than $225,000. That's a 7.5% decline from a year ago. The Bush administration has opened its much-touted conference on global warming. We're live this morning at the White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, the meeting starts with this theme.
Managing the status quo is simply not an adequate response.
Secretary of State Rice setting the tone for the global warming summit, but the administration stands by its opposition to any international agreement calling for mandatory caps on greenhouse gas emissions.
All nations should tackle climate change in the ways they deem best.
For the U.S., that means a voluntary approach. The policy is at odds with European countries calling for set standards to reduce the pollution blamed for global warming. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It's been a deadly day in Myanmar, where large crowds have been protesting against the country's military regime for more than a week. Authorities say 9 people have been killed when troops fired on demonstrators. Now, the marches were sparked by thousands of Buddhist monks, though Sky News correspondent Rosalind Russell says security forces have clamped down on them.
The monks were quite highly organized and were able to organize themselves very successfully, but their networks have been closed down, their monasteries have been surrounded by military, and there have been many arrests.
I'm Mark Miller at the White House, which now calls the situation in Myanmar outrageous. Spokesman Tony Fratto says President Bush wants increased international pressure on the military regime in that country. He says the Treasury Department will soon impose the new financial sanctions Mr. Bush announced at the UN, targeting members of the junta and their supporters.
Verizon has done an about-face after first refusing a request from NARAL Pro-Choice America. The company now says it will allow the abortion rights group to use its wireless network for a text messaging program. Yesterday, Verizon said it had the right to refuse what it considers controversial or unsavory material. Today, the company says that decision was wrong. A major recall of infant play yards. 12 models made by Colcraft Enterprises are involved after a 10-month-old boy strangled on a restraint strap. Patty Davis is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
All of them have raised changing tables, and they have a restraint strap. The problem is that that restraint strap forms a loop beneath the changing table, and that is a strangulation hazard to a child in the play yard.
And checking Wall Street at this hour, right now the Dow is up 23 points, the NASDAQ is ahead 10, and the S&P 500 up 4. This is CBS News.
Cough and sniffle season's here again. Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Lamb, author and professor at the NYU Medical Center. When my patients come to me asking for ways to bolster their immune systems, I recommend a balanced diet, regular exercise, and Ester C. Ester C provides immune protection for up to 24 hours, and Ester C is gentle on the stomach. Before you start coughing and sniffling, I recommend you take the vitamin C that I take myself, Ester C.
Ester C, the better vitamin C.
Today's the day to celebrate style and savings. It's the 105th JCPenney anniversary sale. Get night and day doorbusters Friday, 5 p.m. till close, and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. 50% off our entire stock of fall dresses, and only $17.99 for boys Levi's 569, 550, and Painter jeans. The 105th JCPenney anniversary sale. See everything on sale at jcp.com. Stores open early Saturday, 8 a.m. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 29th.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The CSU Board of Student Communications meets again today, still mulling over whether to fire the editor of the school newspaper. The controversy, of course, sparked by the use of the F-bomb in that editorial about President Bush last week. Now, hundreds of students turned out last night expressing their views. Among them, Rocky Mountain Collegiate editor David McSwain. He told the board the intent of that editorial was to raise the debate about free speech.
So we felt that the best way to do that, instead of writing a 250-word editorial as we usually do, was to go ahead and exercise our rights.
Now, many students who turned out last night supported McSwain, but some are asking for him to be fired.
This is entirely about McSwain's lack of journalistic integrity.
Chelsea Penoyer with Surprise, Surprise, College Republicans said they've gathered 500 signatures asking for McSwain to be given the old heave-ho. McSwain, by the way, has hired attorney David Lane to represent him. He's also the attorney for former CU professor Ward Churchill. Despite threats of a veto, for some reason, our Democratic Senator Ken Salazar seems optimistic that President Bush will sign that bill to help uninsured kids. The State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP, covers poor children without health insurance. Bush, of course, claims the program's too large, has grown beyond its original purpose. Senator Ken Salazar sees it a little differently.
It is, from my point of view, one of the moral obligations for us to invest in our children's health care.
Under the bill, an additional 40,000 Colorado kids would be covered, but doesn't look like that's going to happen. And the Rockies moving closer to the NL West lead, earning their team record 10th straight win last night, a 2-0 shutout of the Dodgers in L.A. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still dealing with that stop-and-go traffic eastbound C-470. As you come through Littleton, we had a crash right near Santa Fe, had the backups to Wadsworth. Debris in the road southbound I-25 near 8th was causing a bit of a snag, and we still have signal lights not working at the intersection of Larimer and 20th. We had a wreck there as a result, so be careful. Security wait time at DIA, 35 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
7 minutes after 9 here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones now. I haven't taken any phone calls hardly at all this morning, so whatever it is you want to talk about, you want to react to my diatribe, that's okay. You want to talk about something else. 303-713-7600. There's one story I didn't want to leave out this morning because watch the right-wing, well, I don't even want to use that term, but All right, just watch certain talk show hosts go after this one. Students plan pledge protest. Boulder High School students will stage the first of what could become many Pledge of Allegiance protests today in the school courtyard. Members of the activist student worker are calling on students to leave class every Thursday at 8:30 a.m. when the pledge is recited over the intercom, and rally in the courtyard to say a revised version of the pledge. Club President Emma Martins, who's leading the protest, wrote this new version: "I pledge allegiance to the flag and my constitutional rights and with which it comes, and to the diversity in which our nation stands, one nation, part of one planet, with liberty, freedom, and choice and justice for all." And Martins said her group is concerned that the traditional pledge read daily at the start of the second period classes takes away from school time. She also said the phrase, "One nation under God," violates separation of church and state. There have been people who have taken that case to court. Boulder High has a highly diverse population, not all of whom believe in God or one God. She wrote in an email to the camera, "We don't think that it was fair for the whole school to have to listen to it," Martins said between classes Wednesday. "It's disrespectful and a complete violation of separation of church and state. It's almost religious oppression." And, of course, people are going to go crazy over that. But you know what? Here's the thing. Number one, high school students who are involved have an opinion and they care about things. I like that. "In God we trust." Well, it doesn't really say what God, so I've never basically ever found that offensive. But if they want to alter the Pledge of Allegiance, I don't think it's that big of a deal. But, of course, now we're going to have a chest-thumping outrage session. We're going to have a chest-thumping outrage session here about being patriotic and about I'm more patriotic than you are and shame on these students, it's a disgrace, and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And instead of turning around and saying, "Well, all right, I disagree with you, but hey, listen, at least you care enough to be involved." So maybe I don't always look at the glass as being half empty instead of half full. Maybe I don't look at that at all. Maybe I look at it the other way around. Anyway, keep your eye on that story, because that's going to be something. You'll see that they'll pump this one up, and there'll be all kinds of hysteria over this. Yeah, you know, if you have to say you're patriotic, if you have to demonstrate you're patriotic, if you have to thump your chest and you have to, you know, complain and whine and cry and do all of this kind of stuff, then in reality, there's something hollow there. Otherwise, the real true test of patriotism is to honor what the country is about and honor about what the country should be about and hold that up and say to these kids, "Well, wow, you know, like you're involved, and that's great. Even though I may or may not agree with you, that's great that you're involved." Because teenagers get it from both sides. They're chided for not being involved. They're chided for not caring. They're chided for all kinds of stuff. And then, when they do care, then, if they take an opinion that's contrary to established thought, then what ends up happening is they get it from that side, too. So they can't win. I mean, do you find the Pledge of Allegiance to be that sacred? I mean, if you don't like the Pledge of Allegiance, does that make you less of an American? Is it what you say or what you do that counts? I've always been interested in that concept. Maybe we should start the show every morning here with the Pledge of Allegiance, since everybody cares so much about it. Here's one from Scott. Here's an email. "Why isn't anyone talking about the vote in the Senate yesterday about Biden's bill? Granted, it's non-binding, but it's the first bipartisan movement of any kind on Iraq. Whether we believe the plan to be right or wrong, it's at least different and not the same old thing the administration and the GOP hardliners are asking for. Is there something in the bill that we shouldn't be supporting?" No. I just didn't get to it this morning because there were other things I wanted to talk about. If anybody wants to call up and talk about that Biden thing, they can do that. You want to talk about the Democratic debate last night? You can do that as well. Let's go to George in Lakewood. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, I think it's about, I was calling about the front line last night. I don't know if you probably didn't see it because it's on late, but you ought to see it online. It's about how the State Department basically was sending out a letter. It was all about Al Jazeera English. And they sent out a letter to all of the 50 big media stations thanking them for not picking up and broadcasting Al Jazeera English. And their reasoning was that America just knows what these people are all about, and they don't want to see or hear anything of what they have to say.
Oh, I think that's totally and completely false. I wish the Comcast would pick them up and carry them.
Well, I think the reality is that, you know, we don't know exactly what we don't know, so we don't know what to ask. And as a result, we're all just in the dark. And as long as that occurs and keeps occurring, we're all going to just be dumbfounded. And if you've watched at all the PBS show on the war, you know, basically, you know, like when the Japanese were put in internment camps, they didn't have anything to say about it. They just sat back and you know, let it happen to them. And just like when they did it down in Katrina, you know, they sent out the clergy response team, 38, you know, priests round the clock to 8 different camps trying to keep everybody quiet about the troops, you know, using force against them to keep them in their camp. You know, and so that's already occurring. But, you know, these aren't broadcast all over the place. So, you know, what we don't know is what we don't know.
Well, most people in this country, I'm not going to say most people. That's wrong. I can't make that statement. But I'd say I run into a lot of people who have no idea what the Japanese internment was all about. They don't have any idea about it. They have no clue.
You know, so, I mean, it's already happened here. It happened again with Katrina, you know, in essence. And the reality is the power that they've amassed now with Posse Comitatus being gone and habeas corpus, they could just come swoop me up right now and say, hey, see you later. You know, you just were dissent against us, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Well, there is something we can do about it. I've said this before. Every person who listens to this show, all five of you, well, actually, there's six because you're on the phone. All six of you, because I already am, make sure that before this day is out, you join the ACLU and go to the ACLU's website. It's the ACLU of Colorado. And all you got to do is just put that in there, Google it, and the website will come up. Join the ACLU because the ACLU, they're the group that gets out on the front line and fights for this stuff. And we all need to stand behind them.
Yeah, and it's about what we say, and then it's what we do after we say it. And if we're saying bad things and we do bad things, then I guess that shows your character. If you say good things and do good things, it shows your character, regardless of what that's what it's all about. That's what the Pledge of Allegiance was for, honor, country, duty, you know, all of that stuff. That's all out the window now, and it's all about the reality of, you know, do we really still believe in that? If so, stand up and say something about it. If you can't do that, then sit down, put your hands on your back, and wait for the bullet to come, because that's about where we're at.
Yeah, you know what, though? Don't you find it's kind of weird? Why do we have in God we trust in there?
You know, well, because we all believe in a higher power. And if we do, then we ought to enact it out of ourselves and say, yeah, I'm God. I trust in my own, you know, thoughts and prayers of what I know is right. And I'm going to act upon that. And if that means that I got to be a Rosa Parks today, that's what it means, you know?
Well, suppose I'm not sure if there's a higher power or not.
Well, it's up to you. If it's seriously up to each individual to decide how powerful they are and whatever power they have and how they use it. It's a sword. Everybody's a sword. You can use it for good or bad. And the sword of truth always wins if it's ruled properly. And that means that the sword of truth comes out and cuts through all the crap, and that's just how it is.
Yep. You know what? Little things matter. You're right about that. So make sure in those little things that you do the right thing. Hey, George,
yeah,
you're the best, man.
Just remember the ant and the rubber tree plant.
Yep. You're the best.
Hey, man, you are too. Take care.
Thanks.
Love everybody. Bye.
Now, by and large, I complain a lot, but we have great callers to this show, even the ones who disagree. Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
What's up?
Well, I think these kids, this young Republicans group is a prime example of, you know, in a lot of cases, they think they're above the law, like George Bush does. I think they take it from their leader. George Bush thinks he's above the law, he's above the Constitution, and I think these kids think the same way. They think, well, he says it's okay, so it must be.
Well, and I think they need to come forward and clear something up. I think they need to clear up for us what kind of standards they want to establish. I mean, if they think that what went on in that newspaper is bad, what about all this other stuff that I played this morning? Is that okay? Is it all right to talk about assassinating John Edwards? Is that fine? Is that okay?
One word, and it's hypocrisy. And George Bush is a hypocrite. So are all the Republicans. Do as I say, you know, not do as I do.
But we have some Democrats that fit in that category, too.
I agree, and that's the lack of leadership. That's where the other day, I was very disappointed in Kerry that he didn't step forward sooner to stop that young man and say, hey, okay, let's calm down and let's be civil and let's talk about this. Now, you have a few questions you want to ask, I'll answer them. And let him ask in a civil manner. And let it, if he's not going to be civil, then yeah, he needs to go. But if he's going to be civil, I think it takes leadership. And that's why Kerry didn't get voted in the first place. His lack of leadership. I believe that. And I think the Democratic Party still lacks leadership. I'm sorry, but I wish we had some decent leadership, but nobody steps out in the front. Hillary should have, you know, saw what was coming on the war, should have voted against it, should have, you know, we did. Why can't they?
I don't know. You know, the Democratic Party is like, it's like buying a car that you keep convincing yourself that you really want to like and you really want to love and be comfortable in it. But in reality, you can't get comfortable no matter how hard you try, and you can't like it no matter how hard you try. But yet, you got to live with it. And I'm very conflicted about this because I don't think third parties work, and I think it's too critical of a time to pull that third party BS. But there are so many facets, there are so many things in the Democratic Party that are just uncomfortable and are not very attractive. But what the hell? What the hell are we going to do?
We're voting for the lesser of two evils. I believe the Democratic Party still stands for the people. And I still believe that. I think that the Republican Party stands for the corporatist and the wealthy. So there's a lot more of us than there are them. We just have to realize that these issues, that these wedge issues that they use, bring out every election. We should stop letting them work.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm tired of their fake outrage too. Mm-hmm. All right, Jeff, thanks, man.
Take care.
Open phones, 303-713-7600, and I got two open lines. Don't force me to reach into my packed lunch here for my long day, which Mary made me. And you know what? If you don't call, what I'll do is I'll just start eating on the air. That, and we'll play MacArthur Park, if you don't get off your half moons and participate, because I know there's a lot of you stealing free energy off the radio station, and you're just not participating. Actually, I do have phone calls, but I always want more. I want all of you to reach out and get in touch. I want all of you to be on. I don't care what your opinion is. And do we fight? Yes, we may fight.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you. I'm waiting. I know there's a lot of you, right? How about this story? In 2000, a Labrador named Holly won a contest for Britain's most destructive dog. Holly devoured her owner's Ford Fiesta, causing over $5,000 worth of damage. Now, we've got one dog, Coco, who is a Welsh Corgi. They're supposed to be food aggressive. She's not that food aggressive. And we have Jackson, who is very territorial. He's a Min Pin. But he's not what I would call food aggressive either. However, they get food aggressive. And you know when they get food aggressive? When we give them Purina One. Then they get real food aggressive. They love Purina One. So when I found out that Purina One has something new, I thought, you know what? Man, this is great. I can get on the air and talk about this. Purina One introducing new Purina One Wholesome Entrees, select high-quality natural ingredients that comes together in this new line of wet dog foods. Try all five delicious varieties, and the ingredients include real chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, or salmon, oatmeal and brown rice, barley and long grain rice, and in every entree, accents of potatoes, carrots, eggs, and spinach. Give your dog something new from a name you can trust, new Purina One Wholesome Entrees. And if you are not on to Purina and you own a dog, or multiple dogs, you really should make the switch to Purina. Mary and I did it a long time ago, and Coco and Jackson just get rave reviews for the way they look. If you're going to feed your dog food, feed it from somebody you know you can trust, and Purina One fits that category. Purina One Dry Formula, the changes will be amazing. Call them now at 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for this free 4-pound bag of any Purina One Dry Formula, and take the challenge. This offer is going to end soon, so call now, 1-888-606-BARK, or go to PurinaOneChallenge.com today, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Rhodes of Stone, thank you very much. You know, I was thinking this morning we should have played Little Red Rooster. I haven't played that in a long time. 9:25, 25 minutes after 9. Hi today, 75 AM, 760 Progressive Talk. Fox, do they have a racism problem? Paul Waldman here from Media Matters to talk about it in a matter of moments. Right now, open phones underway. Steven in Arvada. Steven, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to just talk a little bit about the current ongoing endless health care debate.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it just drives me crazy whenever I hear, and it's not just the Republicans, but whenever I hear the politicians, our elected officials, say that we can't have universal health care because it smacks of socialism. We just can't have that. Well, we need to wake up. We already have limited socialism. They have their health care, and who pays for it? The taxpayers do. And if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for all of us, you know?
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, I think what we ought to do is next time any elected official says that about the federal bureaucracy and about socialism and they start throwing all this stuff, then we need to say to them in a very cogent, mature voice, fine, we agree with you, and you first.
Yeah.
So give up your health care and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Except the same, you know, don't give it up totally. We're not saying you shouldn't have health care, but we're saying you got to live by the same rules we have to live by.
I agree.
And that we're no longer footing the bill for you. And I would love to see what they have to say about that. Like, I'd like to ask Tom Tancredo and Marilyn Musgrave and Wayne Allard and Doug Lamborn. I would love to ask them. I would love to say to them, yes, okay, I agree with you that we can't have any kind of socialism in this country. So, starting next week, you have to go out and get a group policy, and that's the kind of insurance that you have to live with, and you have to foot part of the bill, just like my employer does, or if you can't come up with a plan, then you get to have no health insurance.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see what kind of spin they try to put on that. So.
Well, I don't think anybody's ever stood up and asked them.
Yeah.
And then that's another example of the media's laziness. Why doesn't somebody in the media just ask them that question?
Well, the previous caller said that he feels the Democratic Party is the party of the people and the Republican Party is the party of wealthy corporations. I agree with that to an extent. But there are plenty of Democrats who just have not picked up the ball at all, have no backbone.
Well, I agree, but what are we going to do about it? I mean, you can't go to a third party. You go to a third party, then congratulations, Mitt Romney will be your next president.
Yeah, I know.
Or Giuliani. And I don't want to live in the United States with those two guys. I mean, neither one of them know what they're talking about. Neither one of them have any solutions. And as far as Romney goes, Romney's like this media type hype machine that constantly talks about 9/11 all the time and really can't credit anything else unless he talks about 9/11.
Well, and a lot of the reasoning too behind the we can't have universal health care because it smacks of socialism and it costs too much. Well, if we weren't spending $1 trillion on these wars, we could afford health care and many, many other things, you know?
Yeah, well, I agree. And I think most Americans feel that way. And I find it interesting that they can find a way to take care of themselves, but they can't find a way to take care and to help us out with using our own money. And I'm not saying anybody should take care of any of us. We should take care of ourselves. But you know something? As long as we pay, and most of us do, we pay taxes and we contribute to the running of the country, there's no reason why we can't get a solution to the health care problem. It's not only an economic problem, but it's a moral problem as well. And by the way, speaking of that, people should read Diane Carman's column this morning in the Denver Post about the folks who voted against health care, against the Children's Health Insurance Program. And guess who those people are who voted against it? The S-CHIP program. Oh, I'll be damned. Marilyn Musgrave, Doug Lamborn, and Tom Tancredo.
Well, they've got theirs, so they're not concerned, you know?
Yeah, so they should give up their health insurance. People should call Marilyn Musgrave's office, Doug Lamborn's office, and Tom Tancredo's office and demand that they give up their health care.
I agree.
All right, pal. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, Diane Carman's excellent column. Lawmakers put kids' health last. Colorado Republican Congress members Marilyn Musgrave, Doug Lamborn, and Tom Tancredo voted against the bill to expand the state children's health insurance program on Tuesday. They did this despite their claims that they are pro-life, pro-family, and in favor of leaving no child behind. I think they should explain that to us, why they voted against it. It's like we had abortion protesters out here yesterday. Check this out. White Construction, I guess, is across the street. They're remodeling Planned Parenthood's building. So these abortion protesters show up with these gigantic signs of fetuses. And they have kids with them, too. Like one of the kids is like 15, looks like, 15, 14 years old. How come he wasn't in school? But here's the other thing that got me. Check this out. If you didn't have business to conduct at a private business, would you park in their parking lot? I wouldn't. I figure I'd get towed. These folks were parking in our parking lot. That's truly stupid. What, do they think we were just going to go like, okay, here, park here so that, you know, people who come and have legitimate business, that they can just lump it and not find any place to park? I mean, where were their heads? That ought to give you some clue right there. And then the idea of men even getting into this discussion. Hey, as an emailer said to me earlier on, shut up and grow a womb. It was bizarre. Did you see that yesterday, Gina? Did you see any of that? Gina?
Oh.
Did you see any of that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they were out here on the corner protesting abortion, but they used our parking lot.
Really?
Does that make any sense to you?
How did that happen?
They just pulled over here and parked in the traffic circle out front. In the parking lot, circular parking lot out front.
Wow.
The 15-year-old didn't look too thrilled to be there. Like mom had dragged him down by his ears.
No, why wasn't he in school? And then on top of that, where do you get off using somebody else's parking place? I mean, who does that? Would you park in somebody's parking lot if you weren't doing business with them?
No.
No, me neither. Because you know what you think. You think your car would get towed. That was a weird sight. All right. How weird has traffic been this morning?
It's been pretty weird. We've had a lot of problems. Looks like the only one that we still have is a crash we had on Santa Fe, eastbound C-470. Had stop and go through Littleton there all the way back to Wadsworth. Looking much better, though, through Highlands Ranch on the eastbound lanes. And looks like southbound I-25, last remaining slow pocket downtown, 58 to Spear. Weather outlook today should be a sunny, warm, and dry day with a high of 76. Right now, partly cloudy, 58. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760. Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce to get.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For a limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army, doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies.
Don't miss 2-for-1 club-level seats when the Rockies take on the Diamondbacks.
And just a real bad idea. On October 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m., you're invited to join them for a town hall meeting at the Colorado History Museum. Jim Harper, Mike Krause, Catherine Hazzori, and Bruce Schneier will answer your questions about real ID. Details at staycoveredcolorado.com.
The seatbelts in your car are not for decoration. Wear them at all times. One could save your life. When you get behind the wheel, be sure and buckle up for your own protection. A tip once again from Metro Pavers, reminding us that Denver is a great place for everyone to work, shop, and live, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Metro Pavers in Denver, always concerned for the safety, future, and welfare of our children.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You know, they really should change that. Nobody thinks like me. If you thought like me, well, don't think like me because you're better off. 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And high today, 75. By the way, that town hall meeting on civil liberties and about the Real ID Act, here's one thing they didn't mention about that. And it's coming up October the 3rd from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Colorado History Museum, 1300 Broadway, here in Denver, is that it will be moderated by the world's smartest man, David Sirota. So if you haven't met David, this is your chance to get out there and say hello to him. Let's go talk to another guy who I consider to be very smart and also an inspiration. And that's Paul Walden. He's the author of many books, including his latest, Being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. He's also now writing a weekly online column for the American Prospect, and it's great. You can find his work, too, at MediaMatters.org, because that's what he specializes in, and also at Prospect.org. And, Paul, good morning, and welcome back to the program, because it's double duty for you.
So, Jay, are you saying that I'm smart, but I'm not as smart as David Sirota?
No. No, you're both smart, but David Sirota is one of the smartest guys I know. But you are too, though, and when it comes to this kind of stuff, nobody analyzes this and knows it better than you do.
All right.
I've never met you in person, so I've never talked to you about other stuff off the air.
Well,
but if I ever come to Washington,
we'll get that chance, and I might, you know, measure up.
I'm sure you will. Your book is brilliant. And you know, I think a lot of you. If I didn't think a lot of you, I wouldn't keep asking you back.
That's true.
Okay. This controversy about O'Reilly. I'm not sure. I have a hard time. There's a part of my brain, a big part of my brain feels like, okay, you know what? It proves what a rube he is. It proves how stupid he is. Not to use that in a pejorative term, but just like how, I don't know, how, like just unaware that somebody who buys into heavy stereotypes, pushed on them all their lives by the media, then as an adult in 2007 can't get past it. But you guys are saying, and I know that part of this is true because I've heard and I've seen it, that Fox has a really big race problem and that it's not just O'Reilly. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, we have documented a number of cases in which Fox hosts and even guests have said all kinds of pretty outrageous things. You know, John Gibson, who's the person who leads into O'Reilly, I think, another host, he once implored white people to have more babies because we were being overrun by immigrants. You know, you hear this kind of thing on Fox all the time. It's not, you know, I think that O'Reilly's, he keeps saying that he was taken out of context when he said what he said, but in fact, you know, that's the defense he often offers, but in fact, he wasn't taken out of context. If you go to our website, you can listen to the entire audio. You can read the transcript of what his words. All the context is there. The fact that he was trying to make some kind of a point about how, you know, we're all the same underneath the skin, I don't think that the people who are angry about this really excused it. You know, for the three people who haven't heard about this yet, he was having a discussion with Juan Williams on his radio show about race, and he was talking about how Al Sharpton took him to a very famous restaurant in Harlem called Sylvia's. And this is what he said, I'm reading here, and I couldn't get over the fact that there was no difference between Sylvia's restaurant and any other restaurant in New York City. I mean, it was exactly the same, even though it's run by blacks, primarily black patronship. And he goes on to say, you know, it's the same, and that's what society's all about here in the USA. And so people got angry because it was that he said that he couldn't get over the fact that there was no difference between Sylvia's and another restaurant, even though it was run by blacks. So I don't know what it was that he was expecting to see when he got there, but he was shocked and amazed that, in fact, black people, I don't know how to use a knife and fork. This is what got people upset, and O'Reilly's reaction was the same as his reaction always is when something like this happens with him. He says that he was taken out of context, and then he lashes out. So he started to call Media Matters names and said that we were smearing him by putting up his own words on our website. He started calling names to at CNN, who had run a report about this, and at NBC. You know, everybody's always wrong except for him, and he couldn't seem to bring himself to do what I think almost anyone else would do in this situation, which is to come out and say, you know what, I said something stupid, and let's, you know, I've learned my lesson, and let's take this as an opportunity to have a real discussion about race. But that's not the way that he operates. That's not the way Fox operates. Fox also, you know, they were a senior vice president of Fox was quoted the next day saying that you know, this was just a plot by liberal news organizations who want to attack Fox. The idea that people were, you know, actually genuinely upset, they just couldn't accept that and couldn't possibly, you know, come out and say, you know what, I screwed up. That doesn't seem to be within his capability. Instead, what O'Reilly does is attack everyone else because it's always somebody else's fault. It's never his fault.
But they all do that over there. I mean, they all make these statements. Like, here's one that you documented from John Gibson, who's one of the squirreliest guys that I've ever seen in the media. During the September 21st broadcast of his nationally syndicated Fox News radio show, while discussing recent events surrounding the so-called Jenna 6 with the show's executive producer, known on the air as Angry Rich, John Gibson asserted that demonstrators who gathered last week in Gina, Louisiana, only want to fight the white devil. Gibson said what they're worried about is a mirage of 1950s-style American segregation, racism from the South. They want to fight the white devil. There's can't go fight the black devil. Black devils stalking their streets every night, gunning down their own people. Can't go fight that. That would be snitching. I mean, what is it with these folks?
Yeah, and they're surprised when people get upset. I mean, that's what's
But you know something?
Really amazing.
Let me seize on that for a second, because I spent a whole hour ranting and raving about this morning. I know you know the story because it's in the national news about the editor of the newspaper here who ran the CSU who ran the editorial Taser This F. Bush, and all these conservatives, including young college Republicans, are all upset over this, yet they have nothing to say about the behavior of their own people. Why is that?
Well, you know, they're always looking for opportunities to turn any story like that into some kind of indictment of liberals and liberalism, you know, to make some kind of a broader point about it. And, you know, we can debate about whether or not that particular editor of the college newspaper was, let's say, a little too intemperate. that's fine. But I think one of the things you notice if you watch Fox or if you listen to conservative talk radio, it's the same kind of thing. It's kind of they really see themselves as people who are fighting a war, and that's why they Fox reacted the way it did to the O'Reilly thing. They acted like partisan, like they were a part of a political campaign. You know, what do you do in a political campaign when you get criticized? You attack the other side. So that's what they did. They don't act like people who want to be taken seriously as a news organization. They are acting like partisan actors. And I think that's really kind of indicative of where they're coming from. And so if you watch Fox, what you see is that it's kind of an extended 24-hour-long discourse about the evils of liberalism and liberals and Democrats. And that's who the villains always are. There can't be a case where a conservative is the villain. Anything, no matter what the debate is about, always has to be about the villainy of liberals and Democrats. And, you know, that's what you get when you turn into Fox News, whether it's, O'Reilly or Gibson or Hannity or any of their other hosts.
9:45, 45 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Paul Waldman on the phone from Media Matters. Go to MediaMatters.org. But they always play this game, and we get trapped in it. And here's the game, this outrage game. Oh, look what you said. Look what you did. How terrible this is. Then we all bow our heads and go, yeah, you're right. That was bad. Instead of saying, wait a minute, who are you to tell us about what we should or should not say? Because look at your own stuff. Look at the crap that you guys say. Look at the inexcusable, you know, advocating assassinations of people like John Edwards, thank you, Ann Coulter, or African racist comments by Rush Limbaugh, thank you very much. You and I could sit here for 7 hours and come up with stuff, and I challenge anybody to go to MediaMatters.org and go look it up. I mean, it's all sitting there, and you're right. I mean, it's all coming from those people, yet they keep playing this game with us about, oh, and then they start, you know, this whole free speech type debate, too, about, well, you're taking away our right of free. No, we're not taking away your right of free speech. We're calling you on what you're saying. See what I'm saying, how they get into this?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. What do people in the media do all the time? Well, they in whatever way and from whatever perspective they're coming from, hold politicians and other people accountable for what they do and what they say. But God forbid somebody try to hold someone like Bill O'Reilly accountable for what he says, then, you know, if this must be the Nazis who are coming to censor everyone and shut down free speech. You know, he's got a right to say what he wants, but we have a right to criticize him when he says those things, too. And, you know, that's what a free debate is all about. But he often acts as though he's the only one who has the right to criticize anybody. And if you start to take issue with him, then all of a sudden that's totally inappropriate, and he's going to call you names. He's going to say that you're lying and you're smearing him just for when we have media matters, do we put up his words on our website? And for that, he says that we smear him and compares us to all kinds of awful things. And you're right. I mean, this is the outrage game is a big thing that conservatives play. I mean, look at what just happened for the last couple of weeks in Washington. How long did we spend talking about an ad that MoveOn put in a newspaper? Even got the Congress, the Senate of the United States, to pass a resolution about
it. There's another example. Why didn't any Democratic senator stand up and start reading from Media Matters and then turn to Cornyn from Texas and say, all right, you're absolutely correct. Maybe the MoveOn.org thing was over the top. But why don't you have anything to say about Sean Hannity, for instance, saying that the Vince Foster murder case is not closed when it truly is, and then making these statements about how Hillary Clinton was somehow involved in Vince Foster's murder? How come nobody stood up? And my bottom line on this, Paul, is, you know what? Enough is enough already with this. We should not only respond to them, but we should respond stronger and beat the drum longer and hold them accountable and make them clean their acts up and tell them that we're sick and tired of them telling us when they themselves are guilty of it in the worst way.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, there's a principle that some bloggers refer to as, it's okay if you're a Republican. And that's the principle that they seem to be going on. You know, the same thing that tells you that if Bill Clinton cheats on his wife, he has to be impeached. But if David Vitter, a Republican senator from Louisiana, visits prostitutes, then he's going to be welcomed back with open arms and a standing ovation. It's the same kind of principle that there's a double standard here, that they are going to assault people on the left for doing the same things that they're guilty of, or worse. You're right. I think people should not be afraid to stand up. I mean, you know, listen, we've done hundreds and hundreds of items on Bill O'Reilly, and every time we do something about him, when we're just laying out when he says something that's factually inaccurate or we're just quoting his words, every time he goes on the air and he says that we're smearing him and that we're irresponsible simply because we have pointed out to people what he says. He doesn't want to have any accountability. Well, you know, all of us have to have accountability. The people in government have to have accountability, and people in the media, too. Bill O'Reilly has a very privileged position. He's got a nationally broadcast TV show. He's got a nationally syndicated radio show that's on 400 stations. He has a nationally syndicated newspaper column that's in 140 newspapers. And that confers upon him a responsibility to act responsibly.
Yep.
And that he has to be accountable for the things that he says.
I agree 100%. And then I'll tell you one last thing, and this is, you know what else, too? All this right-wing water carrying on talk radio and all of this, it's ruining the medium. It's become so boring that it's, my God, I'm listening to sports talk these days. Paul, thank you so much. I appreciate you being on the show. We urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org, contribute, get involved, and we'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.
All right. One of the world's smartest human beings, Paul Walden. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Roberto Margon with the traffic.
Jay, they're in the process of cleaning up that accident on 470 at Santa Fe. Looks like still some slowing in that area, but that is improving. Other than that, the rest of the highways actually get back up to speed. Looks pretty good on the rest of 470, making your way over to I-25. And I-25 up through the tech center, through the bridges, looks good. Wide open across downtown, maybe a little slow, that usual southbound stretch from I-70 down to Spear, but really not a big backup. I-70 is in good shape on both sides of town. No worries on 225 heading across Aurora. And that drive to and from Boulder in pretty good shape on the turnpike right now. Weather forecast, mostly sunny, warming into the upper 70s this afternoon. Clear skies tonight, low 46. Windy and warmer tomorrow. Look for highs in the low 80s. Right now it's 59 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce to get...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Brutus, our 14-year-old chow, he was scratching profusely and lost all of his fur on his front and hind legs as well as his stomach. So he was very miserable. We tried flea dipping him antibiotics and special shampoos, and nothing seemed to work. I heard about Dynavite on this radio station. As soon as I got to work, I jumped on Dynavite.com, D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com, and ordered it. Within 2 days, we started noticing a difference in his overall energy level. His scratching, it seemed to go away. Within a couple of weeks, his fur started growing back, which was amazing. Brutus looks like a puppy, and the quality of his fur is unbelievable. My vet was completely blown away when she saw Brutus. Dynavite made all the difference in the world for him. If you love your pet, get them on Dynavite. Dinovite.com. 859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Or like Colby Harris, like all the guys in the tower, people who sell there like Gerard Menard, Freddie Librato, and I could go on and on and on and on and on. I'm not personally involved with Izzy. I mean, Ziggy. No, I am. And I kid him a lot. I'm personally involved with these folks. And I know about Rockies backwards and forwards. They have numerous ways to finance. They have they're matching down. They've got a huge selection. It's just a great place to go. Check them out at RockiesAutos.com on the internet, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Over 700 vehicles on the lot, winterized, ready to go. I'm prejudiced because I'm prejudiced out of experience, and I'm proud to be able to get on, and I'm proud to be able to talk about them. What I want you to do is, I'm not trying to twist your arm to go out there. I'm not trying to twist your arm to go out there and buy a vehicle. But what I want you to do is, if you're in the market to buy a car, truck, SUV, whatever it is, I want you to just go out there, and I want you to just take a look. That's all I'm asking. And go out there and meet my friends. I can't put it any other way. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So get out there and go see them. Rockies Autos, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. They are my friends. I am very, very proud of my association with them. You know, if I wasn't working here, I'd probably be working there.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org. And find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Adding a little color to your world should bring a smile to your face. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure.
And the paint department at your neighborhood Ace is ready to help. Throughout October, get a $5 mail-in rebate on every gallon of Ace Royal Paint, limit 10. Details at participating stores.
Whether it's picking a color, prepping, or painting, we've got all the supplies you'll need, plus expert advice on how to get the job done right. From a simple start to a fabulous finish. Get to Ace, the helpful place.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You know, it just hit me. I haven't asked for one request this morning. Not one. We should, with all the ranting and raving,
that's not completely true.
That's not good. What did I ask for?
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Oh, Cheeseburger in Paradise. Okay, 9:56, 56 minutes after the hour. Okay, cough this one up. You know, with all the ranting and raving I've done this morning and everything that I've said and the whole thing, you should find that Stone's Little Red Rooster. We should play that going out only because it's so haunting, it's so bluesy, it's so great, and it's so hip. And we should. We should play that going out. And I want to send a special message out to my wife, Mary. Mary, I love you. She bought me something really fabulous, and I just can't talk about it on the air, but she's just such a great person. All right, dig the blues. Dig the blues. Turn this up. Tom Hartman's coming up.
Too late to crow for day.
Yeah. Come on.
I am the little red rooster. Too late to crow for day.
Makes me want to go out and get a pair of Stacy Adams. A pair of Brogans.
Keep everything in the farm.
A moon pie and an RC.
Upset in every way.
big in the house. Don't begin to bark.
Yeah, man, I'm going to keep the animals in the barnyard set in every way. That's what I'm all about. Have yourselves a good day, because we're certainly not going to have one here, and I'm not going to tell you why. No, I'm only kidding.
Watch out,
Stitch. Work on. Tom Hartman is next.
Red Rooster's on the prowl.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
And get your Scott's All is Best savings book.